you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I pulled an all-nighter and my throat is sore. What a night. What a frickin' night. Wow. It's 7:30 a.m. California time. November 9th, year 2022. I was up all night. Midterm elections. What a night. It was historic. It blew me away. I didn't see things coming. The biggest winners. Let's go with the biggest losers first. The biggest loser of the night, and might be for the year, century, Donald Trump. The biggest loser. Everything this guy touches, he loses. His failed businesses. It goes back to when people could come in the studio, and they will. I only have a short hour today. It's going to go by fast. I got things to do. Papa can't stay here all day. So I'll talk fast so we get to everything. And we got a special birthday wish goes out today too. But what I'm trying to say is you can argue, okay, Donald Trump's not a loser because he became president in 2016. Not too fast. If you remember 2016 at all, the guy was losing so bad it was embarrassing. Even Donald Trump thought he was losing. It was horrible how he was losing. It was really bad and embarrassing. The only reason Trump even got to a point where he could win wasn't by Trump. Comey was the one who elected Trump. Comey did this. Comey did this to Hillary. Because up until 3 weeks until the election, you're voting, stupid-ass Comey comes on and said that he was investigating Hillary. That turned the tide. Trump jumped on that. You fools abandoned ship. And only a week before the election, or I think maybe 5 days before the election, he said that Hillary was fine, but it was too late. Now, let's take Comey out of the situation. Let's try Trump at 2020 on his own. On his own. What happened? He lost the electoral vote. He lost the popular vote. He lost everything. Executive office, get his stupid ass out. He decided to steal some documents on the way out and some furniture. Low-class son of a bitch, man. Stealing documents from the FBI, stealing documents from Putin and his love letters from little Kim. This is your champion, the loser. He was the biggest loser tonight, but the biggest winner scared the hell out of me. And the biggest winner, DeSantos. This guy scares the living fuck out of me. This guy is strong. I mean, what he did last night in Florida blew me away. Just freaking blew me away. That's why I want you Trumpers to come in and really, I need you to put Trump in 24. The Democrats need Trump running 24. We don't want Santos anywhere near 24. So give us a your loser. Give us a twice impeached person. Give us a, you know, I'll save this for Stanley if he comes in, but I might be gone before it. But there's a reason why Hillary was good. If anything was stolen from her, it was what Comey did and sabotaged her. She was good. But I did not want Hillary to run another term. Not because she wasn't good, it's because I didn't want to go through the drama again. It fueled the Republicans. They found a whipping girl, and they can whip her, and it makes the base good and everything. And after Hillary left, you guys went to Pelosi. Something about strong women you Republicans hate. Strong women you Republicans can't stand. Strong women you guys, it wasn't that. It wasn't Hillary. It wasn't Pelosi. It was AOC. Something about strong women that make you Republican men afraid. You guys can't stand them. Maybe because you can't grab them by the pussy because they'll get your hand and smack you in the head and kick you in the balls. I don't know. But something about strong-ass women scares you Republican men, and maybe you women. We're going to get to that. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and I have a special guest in the studio, the lovely Melissa. Good morning,
Melissa.
Good
morning. All is well in Maine.
I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
All is well in Maine.
How you doing?
Fucking LePage.
You...
We set him up 95.
I weigh 95. Get out of my way, 95.
We set him up there. Lost.
Wow. Oh, my God, that son of a bitch. You
so
know what?
What is going
He's...
on
well,
with everything else?
I'll tell you in a
Sally,
nutshell.
Stop.
Oh, I got. Wait till you get here, Carrie. I'll go into that. I'll tell you in a nutshell. The Republicans have finally regrouped. They finally got strong, and they finally got rid of Donald Trump. Just basically, his ego, he still might run, but I don't know if the Republican Party will support him because DeSantos. Oh, my God,
yeah.
Melissa.
What is going on?
That man is a
that?
Wrecking ball. Yeah. He is the new Republican leader. And
good.
He scares me. This guy, Ron DeSantis, or DeSantis, whatever.
Yeah.
This guy scares the living fuck out of Democrats. But forget him. Bring us your loser, who is already twice impeached and is being indicted as we speak. Bring us him. That's the guy we want to run against. But my God, what he did! in a department store, no less, huh? In a dressing room, right?
I know, right? I was
don't forget
with my tie. Really?
What a loser!
Who said that?
Oh my God, this guy! It's over. It's basically over. He waited. We're talking about he waited to see.
Yes.
See, he thought he had the same thing he did with the Capitol building. He put people in place first. He put them in place. It wasn't just a coincidence. He had them. So what he wanted to do was get everybody in place with the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
The governors, he wanted the governors to be in place. So he could be the coming, he could be the Messiah saying, now that you guys are in place and you can protect me, I will now run because I am your Messiah, but I need all you guys to protect me. I need my governors, I need this, and the Democrats. Right, the Democrats come out to me with this thing, and I need you governors to squash that shit.
Yeah.
I need the state attorney to squash this shit so we can continue on, and I can stretch out this shit. And with time, and it'll go away. So this is all this is about. But what happened was that usually in the midterms, you will lose anywhere from 10 to 20 to 30 seats. That's expected.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
Yeah.
They only lost five. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And even the Republicans are saying, what the fuck is going on? This is embarrassing. Fox News called Donald Trump a loser. You'll hear it. They go, we cannot have this anymore. He has, and I told you he was going to bring him down to the ground, and they're starting to wise up. They're starting to wise up. And who else is a winner is, of course, Biden. Because why Biden's a winner is because usually, like I said, in midterms, they usually lose 20 to 30, 40 seats because of the president. He's in office and, you know, his things. But they did not. They held. Abortion held. Women say, keep your hands off our pussy. We don't want you. Abortion. They were saying, the Republicans were saying, nobody's talking about abortion. It's crime. But no, they found out that abortion was number one. Women came out. Yeah, and men came out to support the women and say, fuck you guys. So that helped the Democrats. Yep. So instead of losing 20 to 30, 40 seats, they only lost five as of right now. They can live with that.
Yeah.
And that's embarrassing to the Republic. Even Lindsey Graham, even Lindsey Graham said this is embarrassing. They are shamed. He says, what is happening here? Even Lindsey.
Is he a closeted homosexual?
Of course. Of course.
Okay. I just wondered.
Of course. I don't know if he's
Mr. Conservative.
I don't even know if he's in the closet anymore. Here's Lindsey Graham. Here's Lindsey Graham.
Okay.
Here's Lindsey Graham regarding the Republican wave.
Definitely not a Republican wave, that's for darn sure. I was in charge of Guam, so I want to take credit for that. I think we're going to be at 51, 52 when it's all said and done in the Senate. Definitely not a Republican wave, that's for darn sure.
He said some stuff other than that I'm disappointed, and this is something that has to be done. I'll play that later. Oh, okay, let's play Guess Who Came in the Studio. Okay, you ready to play, Melissa? You ready to play? Because we only got a little bit of time. Wait, I have to give you the clues, Melissa. Melissa, wait a minute. I have to give you the clues first before you guess.
Okay.
Pretend you don't know, okay?
Oh, okay.
We're playing Guess Who Came Into the Studio. It's one of our guys. It's one of the morning crew. And Melissa's part of the morning crew. Here we go, Melissa. It's time to play Guess Who Came Into the Studio. You know him as our friend.
Yep.
But he is a Republican, I think.
Or
he may be a rhino. Who knows? He loves Brian, but then he hates Brian. He thinks Brian's a liar, but he tells him to tell the truth. I don't know. I'm so confused. But whatever he says, we still love him. He calls you beautiful even when you wake up in the morning before your makeup.
It's our family.
Who is it?
It's
Stanley?
It's our family.
Is it our Stanley?
Yep.
Let's see. Hello.
Good morning, beautiful. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning,
everybody.
Good morning, Stanley.
What do you mean you're laughing, Brian? You have nothing to laugh. You're going to lose the Senate and you're going to lose the House. That's it. I don't care how far you're going
to
lose it. It's going to be 51, 49, something in the Senate. And it's going to be in the House. You already lost.
What did we lose the House by?
We're losing the House. Right now the Republican has 201.
The official word is the House is too close to call. The Senate is too close to call.
If you go to the site right now, it's 201. 201 for the Republican and
sure.
What is it for Democrat? Democrat, it's how much? I'm going to CNN.
I don't know, but here's the thing, Stanley. Here's the thing. Normally during a midterm election, we'll lose the incoming, the president, his party will lose 20, 30, 40 seats.
Right.
We lost
five. But it doesn't matter if you lose.
It
doesn't matter. Right.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You know why it doesn't matter? Because you're still going to lose the House and the Senate.
Stanley.
So if you lose the House and the Senate, if you lose the House and the Senate by 20 points, or if you lose the House and the Senate by 1-2 points, you still lost the House and the Senate.
That's not necessarily
true. It doesn't matter.
I'll tell you why it's not necessarily true. Biden is still president, okay? Just bear with me.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you guys are 20 deep. Anything that you're trying to pass has to go through Biden's desk. He has to sign it for anything to happen.
Of course.
Okay, just bear with me. All Biden has to do for the next 2 years is veto, 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 veto.
Yes, yes.
Nothing goes through. The only thing that the Republicans can do for the next 2 years is create a reality show. And this is what's going to happen.
Yes.
It is true. They're going to probably gain. I don't know if they're going to do the Senate. But before we go further, because I got to go early, I'm glad you're here because you need to wish somebody a happy birthday, okay? All right. I've known this kid. Well, I've known this kid.
Whose birthday is it?
I know. Well, I got to set it up. Oh, my God.
Ryan, whose birthday it is? Who's the birthday?
It is. Melissa, tell Stanley whose birthday it is.
It's my youngest grandson's birthday today. He's 2.
Oh. Okay.
Wish him happy birthday, damn it, Stanley.
I am going to say happy birthday. Happy birthday, I don't even know his name. Happy birthday. What's his name?
His name is Sean.
Sean, okay, happy birthday, Sean. Wish you the best.
Thank you, Stanley.
Wish you health and money. Yeah. That's what you speak exactly.
Thank you,
no,
Stanley.
No, wish you health. Because money you can always get it until you get your
health.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, really quickly, because I know you got to go, I got to go.
Wait, Brian, wait.
Wait, I got to give this to Sean.
And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh,
this is your birthday song.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Celebration all night long.
Like a Jamaican birthday song. My little baby mom. Happy birthday, Sean.
Happy birthday celebration. Everybody gets the temptation. Once again, this is your night. And everyone feels right.
Happy birthday to you.
My little birthday mom, Sean. Sean is 2 years old. Sean is 2 years old today. Happy birthday, Sean. There he is. And that's the Nana of Sean. The Nana of Sean. It'll be a movie, The Nana of Sean. It'll be a movie coming to your theater. That's a baby song. Don't make me play Shark. What is it?
Baby Shark.
Does he like Baby Shark?
Oh, they do.
Does he?
You know, if he's not here right now, if you wait about 10 minutes or whatever, play it then.
I will. I'll wait 10 minutes. I got 10 minutes.
He's pissed.
Yeah. I will. Happy birthday, Sean.
Beautiful.
111, you're live. Beautiful. You're live on the air, and okay. Stanley's here. Go ahead, Stanley. Stanley's talking to you.
Stanley,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful, and Brian. I'm looking at the government.
Why can't I be beautiful?
Beautiful.
I mean, beautiful. It's like Beauty and the Beast. Beautiful and Brian.
All
right.
Like,
okay. Beautiful and Brian the Hammer Jackson, the one of the best shows in the block. There you go.
All right.
I'm looking at the governors of Arizona. It used to be odds was up 100,000, and just this morning, now she's up just 11,000.
Who,
West City Nation.
Oh, you're talking, are you talking about Carrie? Yeah. Are you talking about Carrie Lake?
Yes. Carrie Lake.
Okay, wait. We got a soundbite.
And
we got
now she's losing by 11.
Okay, we got a soundbite of her. Hold on. I think you're going to like it. I want to finish. The one who scares me the most, Donald Trump is gone. He's a loser. He's out. Nobody cares about Donald Trump.
No. Wait. How is Donald Trump is a loser? I sent you what he won yesterday.
All Donald Trump people who are, except for Carrie Lake, she survived.
No. He did 179 wins, 9 losses. That's it. 179 wins and 9 losses. That's it.
No, Stanley.
Yes.
Most of the people he put in place, there was 179
people that he basically sponsored, that he was like, I'm sponsoring you. He did
179 plus 9.
Brian is correct as to the number of tallies. It's just that the 9 losses were fairly significant. But the fact is, it was an overwhelming victory for Republicans in contested elections.
By Ron DeSantis, not Donald Trump. And even Fox News called him
a loser. Brian.
Will you? I'm giving you the soundbite. Listen to me.
Brian, did you read what I sent you this morning? Did you read on the phone what I sent you this morning?
Stanley, things change really rapidly. This is by Fox News. Do you like Fox News?
I don't care about headline. Fox News, Brian. Did you read?
Okay, this is the headline. Do you want to hear the headline?
Did you
read? Fox News can't add and subtract. Well, what do you want me to say? Oh, I agree with him because it's Fox News.
Exactly.
Yeah, Brian. I mean, you're mad.
Listen to me.
Listen to me.
Brian, I don't understand. I sent you this morning when I woke up the information. No.
What you sent me this morning was a text of Donald Trump talking on Truth Social that did not come from a news
story.
No,
it was a text of him in Truth Social saying how much he won. He won 179.
Truth Social does not count because that's Donald Trump's social media.
Brian, I'm not talking about the Truth Social.
What are you talking about?
Trump was endorsing 188 people for the Senate and for the House. Out of
Trump was endorsing
people,
listen,
he lost 9 times.
Stanley, no, you're misguided, Stanley. 100 and something
no,
people
not.
Were
he,
running.
Yes,
oh my God! Okay, okay.
He
then, look, you're not going to listen to me, and I'm not going to argue with you. All I'm going to say is I'm going to read what's on here, and this is according to Fox News, who called Donald Trump a loser. but let me tell you something. The Republican Party is finally getting smart, and they're getting dangerous. This Ron DeSantis, is bulletproof. This guy. Every Democrat should worry about it. This is the guy, and here's a headline here on Fox News. Ron DeSantis is the new Republican Party leader. Republicans are ready to move on without Donald Trump.
They're not ready to move on, Brian. They're not ready to move on.
I'm telling you the headline.
Brian.
Stanley,
Brian,
it's okay. I want Stanley.
Not
you understand that?
On.
I want
Brian.
You. Stanley, I
Brian.
Want Trump.
You are
you
talking
want.
To a Republican.
Stanley. I want him to run. I want your two-time loser to run. We want him to run.
Yeah.
This guy's already being indicted. We want him to run so bad that you would not believe it. This guy is not even talking about policy. He's still talking about he's talking about 2020 stealing the elections. There's nothing that he's talking about. We want this idiot to run. We could beat him. Biden could beat him. And it's been proven. But Google it. You'll see it. But
yeah,
I don't
is the
think.
Thing. I'm telling you to Google. You don't even Google
this
Brian, you don't even trust me as your brother and everything. You think I would send you something that's not
I
true?
Have to text. No, I don't really go on Fox News, but when they say Trump is Fox News. Republicans are ready to move on without Donald Trump.
And everything, tell you a good message and everything, and you can't even trust me?
No, I got
to
go by facts, Stanley.
Stanley, I'll tell you.
Okay, wait, you asked me a question, and I will answer it. You're going to get your answer. You are so biased that you are confused and your visions are blurred.
No, I'm
and
not
your head,
biased. I am not
your
biased.
Head is completely
you,
turned
you,
around
you
like
think
an exorcist.
I'm biased. Brian,
yes,
I was
you are.
On your show that basically said that Trump did some stuff stupid when you asked me the question.
Trump is
I'm
an idiot. He's a
all.
Moron. Stanley,
no,
you
no.
see what's
you
happening?
You asked me
you...
some question of some stuff that, I, did you agree on this? And I told him, no, it was stupid.
Oh,
it was wrong
God.
For him to do this.
You're not.
Many
okay,
times
Stanley,
I
do
told
you know?
That.
Okay, let me ask you one question. If you can answer it, if you can answer it, I'll be on your team forever. Tell me the policy, Trump's policy on infrastructure. Tell me his policy on infrastructure.
The thing having the wall and everything, and having basically Mexico
no.
going to pay for
no.
it.
No,
I never agreed with that.
No, that's not his infrastructure policy. Tell me his infrastructure policy. That is not his.
I don't know his infrastructure policy. I didn't look.
You know why
it.
You don't know?
I'll tell
you something. Listen to me. You know why you don't know? Because he does not have one. 2 years, the Republicans do not have one. I'll make it easier
okay.
on you. I'll make it more easy. Wait, I'll make it more easier on you. Tell me
okay.
one of his policies. Please tell me one of his policies.
I told you one of his policies.
Go ahead.
One
go
of
ahead.
His policies
building the wall?
Was basically he wanted to have a wall. He wanted to have a wall and everything.
Did
and
he
have
succeed?
A border
did,
for,
did he
for immigration.
Succeed in doing
he,
it?
Right? You're asking
okay,
me what
I know what
his
he wants. Stanley,
I'm telling you.
Did he succeed in doing it? Did he succeed
no, he
in doing
succeed,
it?
No, he didn't succeed, but you did tell me that.
Because he's a loser.
Brian,
he doesn't succeed.
By the way,
Brian, that was not the question.
Brian, I can ask
that.
That
was not the question. Brian,
yes, Sarge. Give me a policy, Sarge.
Question.
Sarge, give me a policy.
Brian, first of all, the infrastructure of the United States is inextricably bound to energy policy. You're not going to have an infrastructure without a competent energy policy that guarantees energy independence
well, okay,
and availability.
Good, good. Tell me Trump's energy
right, let
policy.
Me finish. Let me finish.
Okay.
He wants to roll back regulations involving construction, particularly environmental regulations that restrict access to infrastructure repair. He doesn't have I will admit to you, he does not have the kind of overarching infrastructure policy that wants a reordering of everything like Democrats always do, which you guys seem to like these 5-year plans and his great leap forward.
But
he
you're saying
does
he doesn't
not
have a policy.
That. But
he
has
I want to date
okay.
a big money model that has bulimia.
That is less inflationary and will do a much
listen.
Better job in the long haul than the 5-year Stalinistic mile-right plan that Democrats always want to do.
The man failed as a businessman. He failed as a president.
Brian,
he
Brian,
Brian
well, you know that Bill thinks better than Joe Biden does. I guarantee you that.
Oh, but that's
Brian,
another thing.
You,
but
if, Brian,
you know,
if you,
as,
Brian,
and Biden still
Brian,
beats him. Biden still beats him.
Brian.
And Stanley.
Brian, if you were
I want to tell you a secret,
Stanley.
Brian.
Yes. Right.
Yes,
if
Stanley,
you're telling
you're
me I'm biased and everything, if you
yes,
were
you're biased.
Not biased and everything, you would basically go to you would basically take Google and say what are the true policy and everything. You see the list of it. If you were not biased, also.
No, Stanley. Let me tell you something, Stanley.
No,
I told
no, no,
story
no,
before
Brian,
you got
Brian,
here.
It took 2 seconds.
The
Brian,
Democrats look at
something
and say, "Oh, we got to pass out of reorder, restructure everything. We got
to
fundamentally transform everything," and it always fails. But you like the idea
you,
that they're for these grandiose plans that are unworkable. Donald
guys,
Trump didn't have that kind of a policy. He had one that was
even
far more
the,
sensible.
Even the headlines today, the Republicans are disappointed. The Republicans are screaming, "We got to change ways." Even Lindsey Graham saying this is not working. They are disappointed.
Brian,
no,
that's not what
he
said,
Brian.
I was
definitely
disappointed.
He said
it was not a red wave.
If the expectations had not been so high, the Republicans had a good night.
This
if the expectations were not so high. The problem
yes.
is
no,
the expectations were so out of the park high.
No, they weren't.
Yes,
these are the
like
traditional
failure.
Things that seats that
but,
get
but, but wait a minute. But you look at it in context to what normally goes on, they had a good night.
Okay. Okay. You guys can do your own little spin and talk about it. Here's a guy. His
Brian,
name,
we're not doing our thing, Brian. We're
his
not doing
our thing.
You don't
Mark.
Even want to
his
listen
name,
to the
I don't
want to
mute anybody.
Understand.
I got
to
do the show. I'm not getting any
other...
words out of here. I got to do a show.
Brian.
So if you keep, and I only got about maybe 20, 30 minutes. Here's a guy. His name is, because there's other people listening to this show. His name is Mark, I think it's Thiessen. This guy is the ultimate conservative. He's also, I think, worked with the George Bush campaign, not quite sure, but he writes a column, I think, in the Washington Post, but he's on Fox News. He's the guy that you go to. Now, here's what he had to say about last night.
We have the worst inflation in four decades, worst collapse in real wages in 40 years, the worst crime wave since the 1990s, the worst border crisis in U.S. history. We have Joe Biden, who is the least popular president since Harry Truman, since presidential polling happened, and there wasn't a red wave. That is a searing indictment of the Republican Party. That is a searing indictment of the message that we have been sending to the voters. They looked at all of that and looked at the Republican alternative and said, no thanks. The Republican Party needs to do a really deep introspection look in the mirror right now, because this is an absolute disaster for the Republican Party, and we need to turn back. We need to look at who won today. Ron DeSantis, DeWine, these governors, Kemp,
Abbott,
look at these governors. This is the path to the future. We have the worst inflation in four decades.
This is what's happening with the Republican Party. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a Democrat.
Brian, that's not what's happening I don't agree with him. Sorry,
but,
I don't.
Okay, you don't have to.
Sorry,
Stanley,
I don't.
You don't have to.
No, but,
agree
don't, but
with
Brian,
me.
Do not say that that's what's happening with the Republican Party when you don't know
the
that.
Republican Party.
That is his opinion. That doesn't mean it is his opinion of every Republican.
These are the
insiders.
When you got Fox News.
No, he does not do the insider. Trust me, he doesn't. I know who you're talking about.
If you got Fox News calling Trump a loser, you're in trouble.
And I know, and you have Newsmax that is not calling Trump a loser, Brian. So there you go.
Huh? What?
Did they come?
You have. Yeah, I could come with other channels that is not calling it loser, who are conservative.
Well,
Newsmax,
on.
That's
Stanley,
one of them.
Hold on.
Or one is none of them. So
Stanley, I
want to
ask a question.
Stanley, you stop.
Stanley,
go ahead.
Did they come right out and say Donald Trump is a loser?
Yes. Here's the headline. Let me find it for you. Donald Trump midterms point to rising challenges for former president. That's not the one I got. Where is it? It's Fox. Here's the other headlines. Republicans are ready to move on without Donald Trump. Ron DeSantis is the new Republican Party leader. Let me see this one. Trump blasted across the media spectrum over Republicans' midterm performances. Biggest loser tonight. That's what's going on. They call him the biggest loser tonight. Trump's big winner. Progressive big losers in Twin Ohio congressional primaries. What's his name? Just conceded. Oz just conceded.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Beat Oz. Oz just conceded, got out of town. Most of the people who are, what do they call those people who don't like the election, said it was taken, it was stolen, what do they call them, whatever. Most of those people who are handpicked by Trump, they all lost.
No, Brian, did they all
only one who's still alive,
No, they didn't, Brian, they didn't all lost. Do your research, they did not all lost.
They did lose, Stanley.
No, they didn't, Brian.
You
want us to go vote for vote, Brian? If you have a great show, go with the fact. They didn't all lost, Brian.
Okay, Danny, tell me who hasn't.
I looked at it.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Danny, tell me who hasn't lost it. Tell me who won.
J.D. Vance didn't lose. That was
who?
One of the person that was basically J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance was not an election denier.
He was chosen by Donald Trump. J.D. Vance, that's one of them.
I'm trying to tell you, I don't think he was an election denier.
Yes, he was, Brian. He was an election denier. J.D. Vance, that's
he
one of
was.
Them.
He was. Go ahead, name another. Name another.
Okay. So, no, you said you wanted one and everything. I can go through the list.
I want one more. Give me one more. Give me one more.
Okay, no problem. Let me go through the list and everything.
Okay.
Let's go through the list.
Trump lashes across media spectrum.
You want the Senate or you want the House? Let's go through the Senate. Since you believe
you
that everything
about?
That you believe in everything. Okay, in the Senate,
which election deniers are you saying lost? Are you saying all the election deniers lost, or the ones endorsed by Trump?
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, Brian. Yes, he's saying all the election deniers lost yesterday. That's what he's saying. So all the elections, that means all the people that was basically Donald Trump went and
Matt Gaetz approved of them. He's definitely an election denier.
Yeah, exactly. Matt Gaetz, that's one.
Okay, here
he definitely won the election.
Wait a minute. These, I'm going to be fair. These are the election deniers who won. Let me see.
Yes, Brian, you said no election denier won yesterday. You said they were all out. So we're telling you, Danny, you got to listen to me.
Hold on, Danny, stop it. As we talk right now, things are being counted right now. So what happened about an hour ago doesn't mean anything because everything is being updated. The election deniers that I just have up here just happened an hour ago. So everything is being updated.
No, it's not an hour ago. I'm saying election denier that won.
Let's see. The midterm election to produce
so,
a so-called
Vance
red wave.
JD Vance is one of them at the Senate who
okay.
won.
If I'm, one more time, I'm going to have to mute everybody. I don't want to do it.
JD.
But I got to do a show.
Okay,
we are not
Vance,
the only ones listening to
JD
this show.
Okay.
We are not the
right.
only
JD.
One listening to this show. They got to hear the show. I'm trying to tell you, if you want me, I'm doing a fair thing. If you want me to call out the deniers who won, I am doing that. I don't know what your argument is.
Go ahead. Go ahead. And I told you one of them, and you, Bessu, I'm telling you, the one that one of them who was a senator in Ohio won yesterday. Do you want the name?
I asked.
Do you want the name? Do you want the names or you don't? Do you want me to tell you
the names
or you don't? I have the
names, but you go ahead. Okay, Stanley, you go ahead and tell me the names. Go ahead.
Okay, losing and winning. Okay, Johnson and everything was not an election denier, won yesterday. Oz was not an election denier, lost yesterday. J.D. Vance was an election denier, won yesterday.
He said he was or he
was
not?
He was. J.D. Vance was, won yesterday.
Okay.
Lifestyle presently, who's basically the senator of Nevada, is winning right now. He's an election denier. Bulldog,
has
he
won?
Stanley,
you got to hold on. Don't tell me who's winning. Just tell me who won. We're still counting votes, okay? So I understand that.
Okay,
you're
so you just
roll.
Won the names. Okay, I'm
you're,
just going to go
I
with the names.
Want,
I'm just going to go with the names.
I want to know who
okay.
won. You're on a roll.
That's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you who won and everything, who lost.
Okay.
So you could not
okay.
say you're biased
okay.
and everything.
Okay. Listen, Stanley, I'm reading it right
okay.
now. You did good. Stanley, you did good. You did good. But it says right here, ahead of the midterm, President Joe Biden insisted democracy is on the ballot due to blah, blah, blah. Let me see if I can find it. Another 75 election deniers were defeated with conclusion results for the remaining 48 races to be announced. Further analysis by Newsweek found 168 of these candidates standing for Congress or top state roles had either won or were projected to do so. Let me see who they are.
I could go through, I'm going through them and everything. I could go through them. I have no problem. In the Senate,
I'm telling you guys,
Danny,
I'm telling
Arizona.
You this. Okay, full list. Wait a minute. Here it is. Full list of election
deniers. I'm going to the full list. Senator of Arizona. Okay, Senator of Arizona. He presently is not losing and everything, but he's in the contest. Master is one election denier. We don't know the context yet. In Colorado, Odine was an election denier, lost yesterday. Florida, Rubio was not an election denier. Warnock is an election denier and everything, but Walker and Warnock, we don't know what's going to happen in Georgia. He's going to go to a runoff.
I have the short list, Stanley. Stanley, I have the short list because you're telling me about people
that
the race
go
is
ahead.
Still going on.
Go ahead.
It's going to be really quickly. Jerry Carl, Barry Moore, Mike Rogers, Robert Alderholt. Dale Strong, Gary Paul, Marshall.
Senate or
you got
or
about
House?
You got about let me just tell you something. Names you might know, Rand Paul, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Jim Jordan, Kristi Noem.
Rand Paul won yesterday. Rand Paul
Ray
won.
Ray Abbott.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah, Rand Paul won yesterday. Marjorie Taylor Greene won yesterday. Let's go let's go slowly to what you're saying, Brian.
So
go
what
slowly.
I'm trying to say,
Ron
there
Paul
are a number
won
of
yesterday.
People who are
Rand Paul won yesterday. Okay.
I just
Ron Paul
won
yesterday. Marjorie Lee Greene won yesterday. Go ahead. Continue.
Here's the headline. Okay. Stanley, I know. It still comes back down to you guys only got 5 seats in the
House.
No,
but it's every election denier lost yesterday. That's what you said.
Okay,
you didn't
what I'm
some
trying to say
denier
is,
won,
Stanley,
some
usually
in
midterms, they usually lose about 10 to 20 to 30 seats. That wasn't even part of it.
I agree. 100%.
They only got 5. This is what's happening. I'm trying to give you – see, you know, Stanley, it's funny. I am trying to give you something that is happening now, but you're still stuck on Donald Trump. The wave has shifted. What Ron DeSantis did in Florida –
No, the wave – Brian,
if you listen to what I'm
shifted.
Saying, and then I'm going to stop. What Ron DeSantis did in Florida, who was a Republican, he's the governor. He just got reelected.
Mm-hmm.
Was short of amazing. He did some powerful bullshit. This guy has got the Republicans so excited that he basically helped one man basically help with taking care of the House. I think he put 3 people with his here's what he did. He gerrymandered, meaning drew a line, and got 3 people of his own party, Republican Party, in the House. All he needed was 1. He got 3 in. This guy's a powerhouse. I am afraid of him as a Democrat. This guy is unbelievable.
I'm glad to see you bringing that issue up there, Brian, because I think that is the most significant thing. What does it take
Go
to
ahead.
Win? Now, here's what I'm concerned about. Here's what I'm not really concerned about so much who won and who lost, other than admitting, yes, it was very disappointing. It was not a red wave. It was the red rip. Now, why is that?
Brian,
because like you said earlier,
Brian, I told you it was not a red wave. I told you. That's the first thing I said.
There could not have been a better environment for a red wave than what we just saw. There is chaos, misgovernance, malfeasance, and dire outcomes for almost every one of these states and cities that we thought should turn red. Yet they didn't turn red, and we've got to ask ourselves, why didn't they? And that's, you know, and it can't be just because the people who would have voted red have moved to Florida and Texas. No, it's got to be something else. And I think that issue needs to be examined.
Wait a minute. I didn't hear Melissa.
So,
I heard
I'm hearing something from Beautiful.
What did she say?
No.
I agree with you. First of all, I agree with you, Sarge.
I'm sorry.
But what did you say, Melissa?
I was talking to the kids.
Oh, okay. But Sarge is absolutely right.
Sorry, Sarge.
Guess what? I got good news for you, Sarge.
I think that is the most important thing. I think we need to ask ourselves why. There couldn't have been more perfect conditions for a red wave that did not happen. And I think the question we need to ask is why it didn't.
Because I'll tell you why.
And Brian, I have no problem
saying,
with
wait,
what
can I answer
Sarge?
Let me answer Sarge.
Go ahead.
Sarge, what they did,
I agree 100% what Sarge said, Brian.
Let me answer him. Then, Stanley, we got plenty of time. I'll hear you. Sarge, what they did was the abortion thing threw everybody a hell of whack out, the Republicans hell of whack out. It's more popular than they thought. But what happened is that people did not vote down the party lines. They skipped, meaning that they would vote for DeSantis, right? But then they voted for a Democrat for the abortion issue. And so this is what happened. But you can't deny what – I can't deny.
Oh
I'm telling you, and I can't praise him enough. I'm a Democrat. But I'm telling you, DeSantis kicked – I have never seen this before. He kicked some motherfucking ass. They gathered around this guy. He had policy. And what he did when he did the gerrymandering and redistricting – some of the areas. He put 3 freaking people in the House with his gerrymandering. He's smart. This is a smart-ass motherfucker.
And one other thing that I know it really kills people who hate this idea, but that man is an extraordinarily competent chief executive.
He is. He is. He really is.
I
got to give
look,
it to
look, Hurricane Ian, if nothing else proves it, his handling of the state after Hurricane Ian proves it beyond any doubt. You add
right.
all that, his policies, you add his rather massive political depth, and then you add the fact he's an extraordinarily competent chief executive, that's the ticket. That is the winning ticket for the Republican
that
Party.
That is, and Stanley, this is what I'm trying to say. You got to look what Sarge is looking at.
But, Brian, you're not even letting me talk and everything. That is your point.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I don't agree
Stanley,
with certain
Stanley,
point.
Go ahead.
First of all,
go ahead, Stanley.
Okay, first of all, yes, Ron DeSantis did something extraordinary yesterday. He basically had Miami, basically had, for the first time, he had a place in Miami that was red. That never happened. And like you said, he basically was responsible for three houses winning, and he was responsible for Marco Rubio winning the Senate also for the third, I think for the third time he won, Marco Rubio and everything in the Senate. And he won by 15%, Ron DeSantis, against the Democrats. So it was extraordinary what he did yesterday. Yes, I agree in everything. But that does not change what Republicans are going to do. It's us Republicans that are going to think, does Trump have still the lead when it comes to people, when you ask Republicans, I'm not talking Democrats, when you ask Republicans, would you like to be the person who's going to represent you in 2024? I'm sorry to say, Trump has the lead. That's a fact.
And I hope he does. And I hope you send him
okay.
to us because I'm afraid
right.
of DeSantis.
He has
send me your 2-time loser. Send me that son of a bitch.
Okay.
Send me your 2-time loser. Send me your indicted son of a bitch.
I want him. I'm just giving you facts.
I'm trying to tell you something.
You know me, Brian.
Sarge is trying to tell you something.
Of every situation that requires it,
yes.
And I'm going to objectively analyze this thing in light of what I would like to see the outcome be.
Right.
And
yes.
given that fact, I'm going to have to make some reassessments.
Yes.
And some Republicans are going to do some reassessments and everything.
Let me
we're
tell you something. Wait, just one second.
Primary.
Just one.
First of
Stanley,
we're
going to
find out
Stanley,
Brian, just,
Stanley,
let me
I'm
just
give
finish
you a visual.
That point. We're going to find out in
Stanley,
the primary.
Okay, go ahead.
First of all, is Donald Trump going to be next week do the announcement that he's going to try to become president again? That's next
yes.
week. Second of all.
Yes.
Okay. And second of all, is Ron DeSantis in 2 years or 1 year going to say in 2024, I want to be president? That's him. We don't know yet.
You don't know what's going to happen in 2 years. We may have Robert. We may have a Kennedy up there. You have no idea in politics who's going to. I didn't know Obama was coming up. We were looking for somebody.
Really?
You
didn't know Obama was there when he did his speech
what I'm
on
trying
one
to say is you
John
don't
Kelly
know who's coming
law?
Up. You don't know who you're going to run against in the Democratic Party in two years from now. But here's what we do know. Wait a minute, and I do have an announcement because you asked a question. Biden just announced he is running in 2024. He just announced it.
He announced it?
And he did. It's through his campaign, but it's loosely he is running for 2024. Now,
well, that's good news.
I want you to, the Democrats are going eesh. You know, it's a cringe moment. Like
that's good news. You got what we got what we want. Now maybe you'll get what you want.
Wait, listen. Now, can you imagine Biden? Now, if Biden goes against Trump, Biden got it. Run me your loser. But if Biden goes against Ron DeSantis.
I don't think he has it, Brian. I don't think he has
it. He does it.
If he goes against Trump.
Just the optical of both of them, how old Biden is against this DeSantis.
Yes.
Just the optical alone will kind of destroy
yes.
him.
No, Brian, I don't think he has it. I think it's going to be very tight. I don't know which one of the two we got, but don't think that. I wouldn't be surprised that Trump wins against Biden for number two. They're very low and favorable. Biden is, I think, 40%. Biden is 44%, and Trump is 40%. They're very low and ultra favorable, both of them.
But Stanley, let me just tell you something. The reason this race was so close and you did not get the red wave is because a lot of Republicans held their nose, and when they went behind that curtain, it wasn't just the Democrats who brought them to this close and held these seats. The independent people, the Republican people, and Democrats voted for some of these people to hold their seats, Stanley. And that's what happened to Trump. When people went back, when they finally went to vote, they cut that curtain, they held their nose, and they voted for Biden. Biden didn't just win by Democrats. He won by independents, and he won by Republicans.
Are we talking about the 2020, Brian, or 2022?
Stanley, what is going to – Stanley, there's a thing. There's a thing that says if doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results is insane. Running the same asshole over and over, and he's losing, thinking that it's going to be something different.
Right.
All he's talking about is how the election was stolen. And you really think it's going to be different? Do you really think it's going to be different?
Yes. I just told you the
okay,
numbers.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, Brian.
I'll tell you why it's not going to be
Biden
different.
Biden has 44
already attacked.
And Trump has 40. We're not talking about the Biden used to have 60 or 70% approval.
Do you agree that DeSantis, Danny, do you agree that DeSantis is popular? Do you agree that he's popular? Okay.
Yes.
Let me read the headlines. You agree that he's popular? Stay right there. Here's the headline. DeSantis dominated the Florida governor's race just days after Trump attacked him, establishing him as a former president's chief rival. Trump has been attacking DeSantis for the last 3 days. Calling him names, calling him an idiot, because he doesn't want, call him ungrateful. Here's what's going to happen. You see the future. Trump does not like DeSantis at all because he thinks DeSantis is ungrateful. DeSantis did not want Trump to come to Florida to help him, and yet he won by spectacular margins. He did history thing. So it's going to divide the Republican Party, because the established Republicans are looking at Ron DeSantis as their leader, and he's going to get things done. He will beat Biden, hands down. Just the optics itself.
Right. Well, look, I think there is time for the Republican Party to work this out. Yes.
You think so?
The potential you described is very real, and it's there. I think there is time for this to be worked out before 2024. And I think that given the fact that Ron DeSantis in particular is a very sensible individual, yes, Donald Trump's ego sometimes gets in the way. Sometimes he puts his foot in his mouth. But I think between now and the next 2 years, this will be worked out. I believe that. So by 2024,
if you know anything about Trump, he holds a gun.
Whomever that candidate turns out to be.
The only way it could be worked out is if Trump steps down and he's not going to. Or
Brian, there's another way it could be worked out also. He could go to DeSantis and say, let's do something, let's do a deal. I become president in 4 years, you become president for 8 years.
You don't know what's going to happen.
So let's say,
you don't know what
imagine if Trump and DeSantis decide to do a ticket.
They have the momentum with Ron DeSantis.
You become my vice president, Ron. I get 4 years,
yeah.
You get 8 years.
Exactly.
We get 12 years of Republicans.
And you get 12 years of Republicans.
Did John Kennedy like Lyndon Johnson? Hell no. But he put him on as a VP.
And if that happens, you're gonna have a heart attack. If Trump goes to DeSantis, you know what? We can help each other. I become president for 2 years. You become my vice president for the last 4 years, and then I give
you
8 years.
Do you really think Trump is that sane? Trump is not
I believe Trump's
ego is not going to allow him to do that. He is the Republican Party. He will not step aside.
You don't know his mind.
What? Hillary stepped aside.
You don't know.
No, he's not as doctrinaire with his ego as Hillary Clinton is with hers. I think he can work his problems out with DeSantis.
Really?
Exactly.
All right, well, here's what he said.
And
what
a lot
said,
of conservatives
then.
Are saying the same thing.
Tampa,
a lot of
Florida,
conservatives
Republican
are saying, oh,
Governor
DeSantis
Ron DeSantis
ticket.
He won re-election in Florida by historic margins on Tuesday. He's been flipping states from purple to red without former President Donald Trump's help. DeSantis took the stage just 3 hours before, 3 hours after the polls closed on Tuesday, declaring, "We got so much more to do, and I only just begun to fight." He betrayed his home state as a leader, not just nationally, but globally in his victory speech. Florida was a refuge
of
sanity.
Now, you think it's impossible for DeSantis and Trump to work out their disagreements?
Yes.
I don't think it's possible. I'm not saying they'll do it. I'm certainly not going to say it's impossible. But let's look at it this way. Donald Trump has the base of the Republican Party in his grasp. The nation looks at Ron DeSantis, and they see quite clearly a man who is not only competent as a chief executive, a man who is sensible, and can certainly step in should anything happen to the president. Because the people talk about, well, he'll be as old as Joe Biden. Okay? But
exactly.
Look, he's going to be ready to take the way. He ain't Kamala Harris. So I don't think such a ticket is unmanageable, unrealizable, or not even inconceivable. In fact, the more I think about it, the more desirable it is.
Yeah,
DeSantis says that
if Trump
decides to run for 2024, he will not run. Here, according to Fox News, this is according to Fox News Digital. You can get it at foxnews.com. It says the biggest winner of the midterm elections was, without a doubt, Governor Ron DeSantis, whose landslide victory in the state of Florida was breathtaking. The biggest loser, Donald Trump, whose handpicked low-list candidates in a number of races struggled to beat vulnerable Democrats. Once again, the former president may have cost the Republicans control of the Senate in a year when it was theirs to lose. Many will conclude on the basis of the midterm 2020 results that the Republican Party is ready to move on without Donald Trump as its leader. DeSantis scored a win in Florida that was one for the record books. In Miami-Dade County,
Brian,
a region which President Joe Biden won by 16. By 16,
Brian,
and the guy won. Not only was the margin of victory outstanding itself, it was also reinforced in emerging reality. DeSantis even got the Hispanic vote. He took
the
Hispanic
vote
away
vote.
From the Democrats.
Yes.
This guy.
Yes,
Donnie.
Because he said he wouldn't run for president as Trump, that doesn't mean he won't run for vice president now, does it?
Oh, he's not going to. Are you kidding me? He's not running for vice president. Stop it.
I mean, wait a minute. I mean, look, he's a
you
young man.
You have the momentum.
He gets
you have the momentum. Why are you putting a loser?
In the executive branch.
Why are you putting
the
loser ahead of your momentum,
guy? If you want to put it that way.
Why would you do that?
And then he gets to run for 8 years on his own. That's 12 years
that's
in executive
That's like putting
plan.
The ugly woman. That's like, you know when they do this homecoming thing and they have the handicapped people there as a homecoming queen, and then you have the real queen in the back of her clapping nicely because this one's handicapped. That's what you're doing. You're putting the handicapped guy, which is Trump, in the front.
It gets those people who they get a guy who they... alternative to Donald Trump in the executive branch with him. It makes sense to me.
You know that.
Brian, look at the perfect example.
Sarge, you know how this works.
Brian?
Wait a minute. Sarge, you know how this works. You know how this works. When you have the Koch brothers and you have, Mercers. When you have the Koch brothers and you have the Mercers who actually hold the money, who's backing the election, who put Trump in there as a stupid puppet. They handle the strings. They are dangling who runs and who doesn't. They knocked Ted Cruz. When Ted Cruz did not endorse Trump, Ted Cruz passed the door of one of the Mercers and they said, "Get your fucking ass in here." Ted Cruz was on his knees crying, saying, "Please don't do this to me." We could take everything. These guys are powerful. Trump has nothing to do with this. This has everything to do with the Mercers and the Koch brothers and the people who pull the strings for the Republican Party and the ROC. I'm trying to think. This is what this has to do with, who runs
the
and who
Republican
doesn't.
Republican National Committee, you mean?
Right. Thank you, Sarge. And, Sarge, you know how this works.
What support from the Republican
Sarge,
National
you know
Committee
how this works.
Did Trump have when he announced his run for office? Almost zero. The man had absolutely no support from the Republican Party establishment.
Well, no, what the Mercers did was they, no, that's not true. I could give you the tapes. What the Mercers did was they put Bannon and Kellyanne Conway. They thought Trump was an idiot. They even said it. He's an idiot. Even Bannon said he looked at this goofball. He says, "Are you kidding me? This guy's a loser." He
so
put
did
enough
I,
people
but does
in
that
place.
Mean that I'm in light of events, you won't change your mind?
No. Here's what he
felt
did.
The same way when
Trump didn't do
anything.
Sarge, you know this. He put Bannon, Kellyanne Conway, and was another person, I forgot who it was, in place to train Trump to even speak properly. They had the machine going. They had everybody on board. Trump did everything. Bannon didn't even want Trump to talk because he sounded like an idiot. They did everything to push this guy forward. And you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen with DeSantis. First time, the Republicans are not a laughing stock. For the first time, the Republicans are not a hateful group. For the first time, the Republicans actually have some policy that they have changed Miami into a Republican.
One thing that folks like you dismiss Donald Trump as an idiot, one thing you failed to notice, and that's what started changing my mind about Trump, was when I saw all of the late-night interviews he did with Johnny Carson and others way back to the 80s. He had the political philosophy that he expressed when he ran in 2016 as far back as 1980, 82, 84, 85, 86. He was developing it for 20 to 25 years.
Yeah,
so what
don't
you
forget
say
the same
is
interview, the same.
I mean,
yes,
you got the old
forget, Brian,
with the young-looking Donald Trump saying what he said about China, saying what he said about trade,
saying what he said about
the economy, about the young force, and everything.
I hope you guys, are right. I'm just saying, run your president.
Run
Donald Trump.
He wasn't groomed. He already had his
own mind. Run Donald Trump. Run him. We want him.
Okay, but Brian,
we're with you.
All right, well,
we're
look,
supporting
I understand
you.
What you're thinking, but be careful what you wish for, because that's
I just Googled it right now. Donald Trump versus Biden right now. Donald Trump loses by 9. But go ahead and run him.
Brian,
Clinton
that depends on the
and you're
going to
be wrong again if you
think
that way.
You got how can how
Brian,
can
the man
lose
got
guy,
more
Brian,
votes than he did
in
the
row,
first time. The second
become a winner.
He added 11 million more votes.
He lost.
Yeah.
I mean,
Brian,
that's
amazing.
Brian, how did
that
work?
Hey,
Sarge, how did that work out? How did that work out for you?
The things that you're saying. He got 11 million more votes the second time.
Trump has turned Arizona blue. Trump has turned Philadelphia blue. Trump has turned
Wisconsin about turning Arizona blue? That's not true.
Did not vote for Trump the last time, Stanley. Arizona did not vote for Trump.
Yeah, there's a question about
blue,
that one. Now, I'm not buying that either.
Oh, my God.
I'm not buying
it.
Gonna
be blue.
Okay.
There's too much evidence of election fraud in Maricopa County in Arizona for me to accept that.
I can't keep arguing with you guys.
I'm not going to do it, Brian. I'm just not.
Okay.
Wait, Brian. Okay, let's do a bet. Let's do a bet in everything. Let's bet something for
about
Arizona.
New York, California.
I think,
okay, Brian, you got me there. You're not with Arizona.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to predict something.
Arizona
I'm going to predict something. Wait, I'm going to predict something.
Okay, I think Carrie Lake is going to get the Brian, I think Carrie Lake's going to win as governor in Arizona, and she's going
to
come back and win. You want
to
bet?
Why
you want
to back
do a bet
to Carrie Lake? Carrie Lake's a moron. I got some sound bites on her.
Carrie, okay, fine.
She's a moron and an idiot.
Okay.
I don't bet on stupid stuff. No. I'm not putting any thought with Carrie.
You might not agree with her, but I really don't think you could doubt her.
Carrie Lake has her head so far up with Donald Trump. Carrie Lake is trying to be Donald Trump. Wait a minute. Here's Carrie Lake.
You know
what Carrie Lake is already saying? Okay. Oh my God,
Brian.
Carrie Lake
is already
saying
let's do something
that
something's
wrong
week,
with the election.
Brian, let's do a
he's
bet.
Pulling a Donald
Brian,
Trump
Brian,
already.
Let's do. Brian,
he's already saying that they're crooks
for
and they're crooked in election, and they haven't even counted
Brian,
the votes yet.
Brian,
it's a ridiculous
Brian,
thing.
Listen to me. Let's,
okay, but
let's
here's
do a
what
bet
I would
and
say.
Everything. Let's do a simple bet. Let's do a simple bet. If Carrie Lake wins. You have for
no,
one
I'm not betting on
Carrie
Lake. I told you, I'm not betting on that moron. I got morals. I can't do it.
Okay,
I
no,
cannot
no,
pay
okay,
attention
okay,
to
let's
this dumb shit.
Let's do a bet.
I'm not betting on it,
let's
Danny.
Let's do a bet on something funny.
Danny, you're not listening. I will not stoop as low as bet on this dumb shit. It's just
okay,
it's
Brian.
Stupid.
Brian, look, Brian. I got suspicions about this election, but I'm going to hold it
in
advance
until I get more evidence.
Danny,
I'm not five years old.
Stanley, I'm not 5 years old. Am I chicken? I'm not five. I'm a grown ass man.
Okay, but
I have my
conviction. Brian, you believe that the
I will not bet on this stupid fool. I will not lower myself
Brian.
To even make her human. This woman's an asshole and an idiot. Whether she wins or loses,
okay,
I don't really care.
But if she becomes governor, what are you going to say? If she becomes governor,
she's
then
not
what are you going to say?
She's not, I live in California. She doesn't affect me.
Okay, yeah, but Brian, okay, even if you live in California, if she becomes governor of Arizona, what are you going to say?
I say nothing. I don't live in Arizona.
Brian, come
what
on.
What does that benefit you?
Danny,
Danny, how does that benefit
you?
Wait a minute, let me ask you a question.
Have you seen this woman is an imbecile if Carrie hates Carrie Lake is a moron. That woman is an
Stop.
The woman is barely coherent.
Who?
Katie Hobbs, her opponent. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, then the
woman
is barely coherent.
You mean that
woman
is truly moron? That woman is almost retarded.
Sarge. I don't really care. It's Arizona. You don't live in Arizona. Danny doesn't live
in
Arizona.
You're calling Carrie Lake a moron, but you got to see Katie Hobbs. For God's sake.
You know, you may be, Sarge, you may be right. Because guess what? I haven't seen her. Sarge, I haven't seen her. And you know what? Let those two dumb bitches fight. But Sarge, let those two dumb bitches fight because I don't give a fuck.
She hasn't got an original partner empty head.
Let those two dumb bitches fight. Let those two dumb bitches fight. I don't care. I don't live in Arizona. I don't care.
Okay, so in California, are you happy of Gavin Newsom, your governor? Are you happy of him?
He's doing all right. He survived impeachment, and I wanted to make sure that
so
he did.
So he's not stupid.
Okay.
He's a great governor, right?
No, he's not a great governor. I didn't say he was a great governor. I said he survived impeachment.
So
I
is he
don't
stupid?
Care.
Is
he's
he
not
good
a great
or is
governor.
He not good, Brian?
Oh,
is he good or is he not good?
Listen to me. Listen to me. He's not the best in the world. I don't agree on some of his policies. Sometimes he's way to the left. And I don't agree on a lot of his thinking. He's a kiss-asser. He's a good-looking man. That's probably going to get him a lot further. He was married to Donald Trump Jr.'s wife, girlfriend, who bangs. What's her name? You know they were married, don't you? Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend
was married to... No, I
didn't
know that.
She was married to Newsom.
Really?
Got
I didn't
rid
know
of
that.
That piece of trash really quickly. Boy, was that a scandal. I'm not really happy with Newsom, but you know what? I think he has the charisma of help me out, Sarge. Come on. Of Clinton. Bill Clinton. Newsom has the charisma of Bill Clinton. It's going to get him far. It's going to get him far.
Yeah, but he's not as intelligent as Bill Clinton.
I agree. I agree, Sarge. I do agree with that. But he's a pretty boy. He's a pretty boy. He's good to look at. Put a guitar
okay,
in his hand.
Okay,
and
Brian,
are you
happy with your Senator Alex? Who's your senator? Alex Padilla?
I don't think he's as flexible. One thing about Bill Clinton, man, he knew when to pivot. He was smart enough to know when he had to pivot.
I don't think that
is a characteristic. Gavin Newsom is inflexible. He doesn't have
right,
that ability.
You're absolutely correct. He's just a mannequin. It's just there's nothing. There's no substance there. And you're right. I agree with you. He doesn't know how to pivot.
Okay,
he doesn't know how to duck and dodge.
Brian,
he gets hit in the face and smiles at you with that
Padilla.
Smile like, hello,
what about your
pretty.
Senator in California, Brian? Brian, what about your senator in California, Alex Padilla? Is he doing a great job?
Yeah, I like him.
He's doing
what
a great
like
job,
about
Alex
him, Brian. What do you think
I like
the best
him.
Thing he's done? All right. What
you
do you
like
think
him?
Is the, what's the best aspect of his time in office? What's he done that's best? What legislation is he
yeah,
doing?
Yeah. Why do you
what
like Alex Padilla?
What policy is he
like
advocated for?
What has he done?
Oh, you're talking about Alex Padilla?
Yes,
yeah,
that's
I mean,
your
you just said you liked
him.
You think he's great. So what's the best thing he's done?
I like him. I like him.
I understand that.
Like
now
him.
Tell me what is so good about him as a center.
Because he's a Democrat.
Okay, there
you
go. I don't know.
I like him.
Now, Brian, can I ask you another question, please?
No.
Can I ask you another question?
First of all, you can't.
You know,
first
like
of all, let me tell you something.
Of why
I was joking
turned out
with
the way
you.
This did, despite overwhelming evidence that Democrats in governance are chaotic.
Alex,
I think
first of all, Alex,
I think that's a very important issue.
He was joking. He said he was joking. So let's
I
ask you this
joking.
Question: what do you like about your senator?
Well, actually, what he did make history as the first Latino. He was the first Latino elected to the Senate. That's number one. He's a smart man.
Something he had no control over.
I'm just saying. And
being a Hispanic, he was born into. I mean, he didn't do anything to earn it.
I like
right,
Brown.
So what do you
alone.
Like about him? What is
I
the best thing he's done?
Alone.
I thought so. Like
but
I said,
does,
I didn't
he
think,
does
okay,
make
I,
other Democrats
okay,
look good.
Brian, again, why did this election
like
turn the way it is, despite all the evidence that Democrats in office are chaotic and they yield counterproductive results? Now, come on, man. You're capable of objective analysis.
I'll answer this question, then I got to go. Listen to me. Alex Padilla is a low-profile son of a bitch. But he did break barriers. He was the first Latino. He was the first Latino
so
who was
like
elected into senator. Wait a minute. No.
So that's what you
but
like
he,
most
but, he, but his back. No, what I like about him, and I remember his background, is in engineering, and he is working with the infrastructure program with the Democratic Party, which the Republicans
like
do not
with,
have
one. That light
the Republicans
rail
do not have an infrastructure plan. You do not have an infrastructure plan.
You understand that's been an utter catastrophe.
It has not.
20 years and no result. Billions of dollars, it's a boondoggle.
And he's also working with the Border Patrol and the Border Safety. He is doing that.
And what is he working to do?
I like him. I like the dude. I do
like
him.
He's working with him. Great. Now, what have they done based upon his initiative?
He has a great infrastructure policy that he's working with right now. Which the Republicans don't even know how to spell infrastructure.
What fruit has it yielded, Brian?
It has a lot of fruit. There's a gay guy across the street.
Yeah, rotten fruit. It's rotten as stinking on the ground.
Matt, you leave him alone.
Brother.
you hater.
Mr. Brian, the amateur.
Yes,
can I
yes,
ask you a
Mr.
question
Stanley.
And everything?
Yes,
I want to ask
Stanley.
You a question. What are
yes.
the three things that are the most important for you when it comes to voting for somebody? What are the three issues that are very important for you when you vote for somebody?
For me voting for somebody? You know, it's really funny because the first thing that came out of my head was boobs. They must have big boobs. But then I started, see, what Melissa keeps saying, don't trigger him. Sorry, went right to boobs.
For me to vote,
he triggered me. Ow, I fell down. He triggered me. How dare you call me?
Oh,
how dare you say who
okay.
would I vote for?
So you want,
okay,
so
here
you
it
want,
is.
So you want boobs? Well, no wonder you like Joe Biden, because he's the biggest boob I've ever seen in my life.
Hey, that's not fair. Sarge, how dare you?
Man, that guy's a moron. He's stupid. But I got to admit one thing, man. You know, I think with his base, that talk about democracy helped to get him out. I mean, they're crazy and they're fanatical, and I think that helped to get him out. Oh, democracy on the ballot. When, brother, democracy is the ballot. But, oh, democracy is on the ballot. Okay. Maybe that,
you know
maybe
what?
That was effective with his lunatic nutcase base, and I guess it did help to get him out.
But that's true. But, you know, I will answer it to you seriously, Stanley. But you're right, Sarge. I do agree with you a little bit. Sarge, I mean, Stanley, for me to vote for somebody, first of all, I'm a civil rights guy. And when you start taking away civil rights, including, I know people stand on abortion. I know people stand on abortion. I know people stand on gay rights. I know that. And doesn't
it
mean that
I'm been taken away, Brian. It's been relegated to
or restricted. Or we, well, I don't know. Roe versus Wade. I don't know. But okay, for the sake of argument,
Supreme Court ruled a completely correct decision, saying the federal government doesn't have any say.
Okay, I'm just trying to answer. I'm just sorry. I'm trying to answer.
It isn't a federal constitutional right, whatever right it may be, however wicked it is. It belongs within the purview of the state. Each one of
I understand. I'm just answering the question.
Sergeant, I want him to answer. I want to hear. What are the things that are important
is,
for you when you work for somebody?
You
so
restrict,
you're a civil person.
Okay, whether you restrict a person's rights or take it away, I'm against it. And these are controversial issues for moving people forward.
Why
for
do
instance,
we have a constitution, man?
Well,
that's
we do have a
constitution,
but we also have amendments. Sarge, we also
to the
have amendments.
And leaves everything else to the
Sarge.
States and the people. If the federal
Sarge,
government
we,
assumes the right, it doesn't have the right to do. What the hell do we have a constitution
but,
for?
But Sarge, we do have amendments. We do have a constitution, but we do have amendments.
Well,
and the constitution is.
They didn't do that, did they?
Can you? I'm just trying to answer the question. What he said? Why would I vote
amendment,
for somebody?
I know we have amendments, so I'm waiting for the abortion amendment. Where is it? You know, you get two thirds of both houses
you know
of
what?
Congress.
They just,
the
hey, you know what? It's here. Hey, Sarge, guess what?
And then
guess what? It's here. California just did it.
To ratify the amendment,
California.
And voila, you've got
I'm
amendment.
Trying to
it's
tell
been
you.
Done 27 times since the Constitution was adopted. Where
California.
Is the abortion amendment?
I think
where
it's California.
Is the abortion
I think it's Kansas.
Amendment?
There, I'm trying to tell you. There's California. There's Kansas, and I think there might be
okay,
Wichita.
Those are
not,
individual
I mean,
states.
Wisconsin.
They
I'm not
have
sure.
Baby
what
killing,
it is that they have an
it.
Amendment that they put in the state constitution about abortion that is in the state constitution.
Wait, no, they had referendums. They were ballot referendums. They
but
weren't
it's
amendments.
In the state constitution regarding abortion.
No,
it
no, I don't know
right
any
now,
state that's put abortion rights in their constitution yet. No,
they
haven't. They
is,
haven't amended
it's part of the.
It's,
I just voted on it. It's part of the propositions. I just voted
oh, yeah,
on it.
Oh, yeah, California's about to do it. That's
no,
different.
But I'm
I mean,
just
what
saying,
you state, you
okay,
actively.
We're going into wormhole. Yeah, we just voted on it.
And
you're
we're not
saying,
going
show
in a
me.
Wormhole.
I said, we
it
just voted
either
on
is an amendment or it isn't. It ain't an amendment yet.
I don't know. I don't think it's an amendment of the Constitution, but they went in the state Constitution. They did amend it.
Look,
that's all
I have
say.
No doubt California will amend their Constitution to allow killing babies right up to the moment of birth. I have no doubt they will do it, Brian.
Okay,
they haven't
right,
done it yet. Okay? They're going to do it. They're fanatical abortionists
you know
over there.
I'm going to throw that dead raccoon right back in your living room.
Mississippi's not going to do it.
That raccoon was probably a good Democrat.
Do it are now able to do it. That's the way it should be.
Poor raccoon. All right.
Good Lord Almighty,
there
man.
You go. That was
God.
My answer, Stanley. That was my answer.
Yeah, I voted about
yeah,
that.
I asked you the three things. So you said one civil right. What are the two other things? What are the two other things, Brian?
Danny, I'm all about, here's what I'm all about, okay? I'm all about civil rights. I'm all about health care, 100% health care, 100%
civil rights. Well, where's your civil right for the unborn human being that gets exterminated?
I don't look at it that way, Sarge, I don't look at it that way. And
I
respect,
know you don't look
Sarge,
at it that way. Why
Sarge,
don't
I respect
you?
How you?
Weren't you at that stage of life at one point in your life at once? You can't empathize, you can't identify with
Sarge,
it.
Sarge, I respect how you look
you
at it.
You were in a
I
womb
respect.
Once, unless I, maybe
thank
it was that petri dish. Sometimes I suspect you were in,
okay,
incubated
okay.
in.
Sarge, I do
okay, so
respect
why don't
you
have any empathy for that life sitting in a womb waiting for a shot?
Because I don't think it's a life. Sarge, I don't think it's a life.
See, this is the difference between you and me. See, I used to be pro-abortion too, Brian. But you know what? I never for one second thought that what was being destroyed was not a human life. I said, it's a justifiable homicide just like self-defense for killing in a war or an execution after you've been found guilty. I said to myself, the only way I can justify it is it's a justifiable homicide. I never tried to pretend it wasn't a human being that was being killed.
Sarge, I understand, and I respect
I mean,
your
just,
opinion.
I mean, you just dismissed it as even being a human life.
I'm not dismissing it, but you can't change my opinion. You said at one time
I'm
you were thinking the same
to.
Way.
I am simply illustrating it.
I understand.
You decide whether you're going to change your opinion. I'm not here to change your opinion.
Listening to your
I'm here to present ideas in opposition to yours when I don't agree.
Heard.
And when I agree
I
with
heard.
You, I will say this is why I agree with you.
Okay.
I'm not
going
to change your opinion.
Okay.
Look,
okay,
the only thing
Brian,
that changed my opinion about
Brian,
abortion
if you
was when I came
the,
to
okay,
the realization of objective
transcendence. Sorry, let me ask
food.
Him a question. If you believe in the abortion and you think it's a female
sorry,
right and
I mean,
everyone
Sammy,
can pick
wait,
up on right.
Wait, stop right there. It doesn't mean that I agree on abortion. It's that I agree that a woman has a right. If you take away her civil rights to be a human being,
yeah,
I'm more for her.
And what is the meaning of what is the final outcome of the exercise of that right?
Her final outcome may be
of another
an
human
option.
Life every single time.
You take away her option. Her
you,
option may,
like
she may not want
to
get an abortion.
Like any other, like want to
she may not
want to
get an abortion, but it's there. But it's there. She has the option.
Okay.
So she didn't want to, but she still
so you want the woman to have a right to basically decide to become a... Okay, you want her to have the right to become a father or not, to become a mother or not.
Look,
it's
I'm looking there,
but
I'm telling you that I think a woman has a right
to
her own body.
I didn't want to kill the child. I didn't want to do it, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Sarge, if you decide
okay,
to get a tattoo, Sarge, if you decided to get a tattoo on your ass, and the tattoo is your dog,
it's my ass.
I have no say
ass.
So in that. I'm
what
saying you know that's kind of weird. That's kind of weird to get a tattoo on your ass of your
what
dog.
What about if I
want
to get a
weird.
Tattoo on a child's ass in a woman? It's my ass.
It is your ass, and I
ass.
Think you should. But that's what I'm saying. It's a woman's pussy.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Well, what about the baby's
alone?
Ass?
I don't know about
the
baby. I don't know if it's a baby yet. That's what we're discussing.
Okay, see this one. I see this one about you like Ketanji Brown Jackson. You're not a biologist. You're not a gynecologist.
No,
you're
not,
a zoologist.
Not.
You're not an anthropologist.
But I've been inside more women than a cat pack.
What are you? Do you have any science when you went to school?
Listen, I pay Sarge. It's just my opinion.
I swear to God, when did you learn this in college?
Sarge, that about civil rights and about a person's right to choose and have options in their life? I learned about it in grade school, about civil rights, when the dogs were coming and biting us,
again,
when the fire hoses were sicked on us, because all
what,
we wanted to do was
what
vote.
You pro-abortionists
or I wanted to go
from.
To a bathroom
the
that was not marked
needless. The ultimate of that exercise is the destruction of a human life. Every time it's successful.
Okay,
this
okay,
is
okay.
That, look,
we,
I can
we
have
understand,
a gun,
but
I can have a gun,
I
and I can put it in my safe, and it can sit in my safe for 100 years and never kill anybody.
I like how a man can decide about a woman's body. Do you think it's fair that a man can decide what a woman's body would she that take away her rights as a woman?
A human life.
Okay, but Brian, if you believe that a woman has the choice, has the right basically to decide to become a mother or not, at the same token, don't you think a man should have that right too, to become a father or not?
I mean, you act like the civil rights is like any other civil rights.
What the hell are you talking
about?
Did you just say that without laughing?
Okay,
how are
they
in any way similar or analogous?
Sarge, two seconds. The reason that a lot of women have abortion is because they don't want to be mothered. They're not ready to be mothered and everything. And the reason they're having abortion is because they don't want to have the responsibility of becoming mother. So I'm asking
you,
do you believe in that right that
funny,
a woman
Sammy,
has a choice
Sammy,
or has
stop.
A right to
I
do
heard,
those things?
I heard
wait,
you.
Let me finish.
Stop.
Let me just finish.
No,
let me just finish.
Because
that's
when
what you said. You believe,
projecting
not
why
believe,
women
want
not
to
don't
believe,
have abortion.
Sorry, let me make sure. It's not you believe.
Okay,
you want
I'm
a woman
to
have the right to do that if she wants to. You want her, it's her body, her choice. So I'm asking, by the same token, do you think that the man should have the right basically to say, I don't want to be a father also? Same way as a woman has the right to say, I don't want to be a mother.
Oh, my God.
Then I will
answer. If a woman didn't want you to have that right, you don't have
it. You know what? You guys ask me a question, then you go on to something else because
you
want to hear you guys talk. I'm going to have to go. It's going to be a short show. I didn't want to argue. You guys are not letting me talk. I'm bored. So I will shut down the show. I'm bored.
Brian,
go ahead.
Brian.
Yes,
anybody listening today is going to think this is a shit show.
I know.
I've been listening.
See, Stanley and Sarge think, I know, and I'm trying to do a show that can get some information. Now, they asked me a question, a serious question that a lot of – thank you, Melissa. Thank you very much, because it is true.
You're welcome.
I get it sometimes. I can't even listen to your show. I'm hearing people scream all the time. I'm hearing people talk over each other. I get this all the time. Sometimes I think, why am I doing this? I don't need to do this anymore. I don't need this. Now, if you wanted to come on and have a conversation, I'll have a conversation. Give me a reason. But I don't need to sit back to hear people scream, and then I get later on, I can't even listen to that shit show. I can't listen to that person. She giggles all the time. I can't listen to this other person who wants to kill people all the time, meaning Cole. That's why he's no longer on the show. But now I'm getting, I can't even hear your show. They're screaming. And my own Melissa, who is one of us, just said the show was a shit show. I'm paying a lot of money every week for this. I'm not getting nothing out of it. Now, you guys want to go on with your other shows? That's fine. I'm not getting – you guys can go to your other shows, have fun, talk about relationships, talk about that. It doesn't bother me. I got a life.
Well, Brian, we're not worse than a view, are we?
Yeah.
You know what? Nobody's worse than a view. I'm just trying to say.
I can't hear anybody. I've had the phone near me, and I'm trying to listen, and I can't even hear what anybody's saying.
Okay.
I can't.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Let's make a thing in the show and everything. Before we all speak and everything, let's ask the question, are you done? Let's not interrupt anybody. So, Sarge, before you talk, ask the other person, are you done? Do not interrupt. Same thing I'm going to do. The question was very simple, Brian, is you believe in women's rights and everything. I'm asking, do you believe that men should have the same right to become to say to a woman, I don't want to be a father the same way as a woman has the right to say, I don't want to be a mother. That's the reason I have an abortion. Can you please answer that question? Thank you.
Are you done?
I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay. I think that what you just said was absolutely ludicrous. And I'm going to tell you why. Because in the history of this planet and of this race, human race, men do not carry babies for 9 months. It is absolutely ludicrous. You can't imagine what it's like. You have no idea. And I think that men have no role in a woman's pregnancy other than being there and being supportive. And that's about it. Sorry. That's how I feel.
Okay, you done?
Okay, beautiful.
All right, now,
you done?
In the history of human affairs, for the most part, medicine is unregulated.
Here we go before,
again.
Are you done?
Come on,
Sarge,
guys. Now it's starting
that's the
up
new
again.
Rule.
Stanley,
Sarge,
you over-talked Sarge. He was coming in. Go ahead, Sarge.
Yeah, he did. Go ahead, Sarge.
Okay, I'll be quick. I know, I'll make this quick. In the history of human affairs, medical procedures have not been regulated. The state is aggregated unto itself, whether it's the federal or the state governments or local governments, the authority to regulate medical procedure, all of them. In many states, you have to have a medical license, and you have to be medically supervised to get tattoos, okay? Tattoos is licensed under medical procedures in the various states. Now, abortion, as these pro-abortions are continually and forever reminding us, is a medical procedure. There is nothing in any medical procedure, to include abortion, that cannot be regulated under existing concepts by the state. And like I said, that includes health. Barbershops often have to be regulated by the health department in the various states. Now, I'm trying to understand, what is it about abortion that all of a sudden cannot be regulated when we regulate every other doggone thing in society, and this one involves the taking of a human life? Now, I'm done for the moment.
The question is, Sarge, how would you regulate abortion?
The way it's being done. You put laws in place, and if people violate them, you prosecute them when you find out. We got laws against murder. It's never stopped murder either.
Okay.
When we find
Roe
out
versus
who did
Wade
it,
Roe versus Wade regulated abortion, but and they overchanged that, and they overturned that.
The
problem of it is,
no business doing that either.
Okay, but Sarge, the problem of it is that even medical science and doctors are still at odds of what is life. Is it beginning of conception? Is it 3 months? Is it whatever, is it 1 month and a half? What is it? Even the medical profession are kind of in the gray area on that. Abortion, I know how you feel. I respect how you feel. But the problem with it is that when somebody else feels something different, they shouldn't be criminalized for it. It's like, I don't agree with your opinion, but this is my opinion why I feel this way. And the other person says, well, I understand that, but this is why I feel. And then you're not going to, you're going to also agree that you're not both are going to agree on this subject. But it's nice to hear each other's opinion to move forward. That's what a conversation is
about.
That's
all that's necessary. I don't think we need to agree with each other.
Yeah, but so I'm on a different issue. So when Stanley asked me about abortion or whatever, I'm not so much on abortion. It's almost taking – I'm more or less civil rights, and it ties in this. This is her right. This is her civil right to make that decision, and hers alone – and not the government. And when the government interferes with a person's civil rights, with the options that they have, I have a problem with it. Now, another person can jump over the civil rights and go right into the abortion problem. Now, if you want me to go face-to-face with abortion, do I agree about this vacuum hose sucking out a baby, tearing his limbs apart inside her, and all this other debauchery that's going inside a woman's body when she gets to have an abortion? Of course I do not agree with it. If you want to ask me, do you consider abortion murder? It goes back to, I guess, a certain term. I would. I mean, if it reads, and I'm not quite sure what the trimester, Melissa can help me out, but if it gets to be like 3 months or something like this, I'm gonna say, slow your brakes down. Slow it down.
Supreme Court said restrictions could be done after the second trimester. Even Supreme Court said that.
Okay. But then again, you have to see, everybody's thinking that. Everybody's saying that has a baby. There's a lot of mental illness people having babies, crazy people. There's a lot of people on drugs having babies. There's dogs are having babies. Cats are having babies. Birds are having babies.
You're going to go Margaret Sanger on me, Brian.
So what I'm trying to say to you is that, if we have somebody who's insane, who got pregnant or knocked up. What about the woman who joined the army and she gets captured overseas and then the Russians got her down and they fucked the shit out of her for the last 6 months. She comes home now and she finds out she's pregnant, which was real, by the way, and they covered that shit up, which was real, but they took her out of the news really quickly. So she's going to have that baby when she was held hostage and a captive and what they did to her, and knowing that she's going to have that baby, what do you say then?
If you'd like me to answer.
Okay, sure. I would love to hear it.
It's really simple. I don't devalue a human being's life in any way by the manner in which that life was conceived. I think all human life has the same intrinsic value, all of it. So
that
if you're going to say
said,
a person conceived in rape or incest is less worthy of life than one that's conceived in love, then fine, you're free to say that. I'm not going to agree with it.
I agree what you said about life, but let me put it to you this way. Have you ever been in a relationship, Sarge, that you needed to get the fuck out? This woman was a crazy bitch. He was psycho. I mean, unbelievable.
Oh,
any of us been in a relationship? Can you imagine can you imagine that the law is saying, well, you fucked her, you must stay with this crazy bitch, and you must learn to love this crazy bitch. As much as you hate this crazy bitch, as much as you hate her, you look at her, the sight of her brings rage. You have to love this crazy bitch.
Do I get the right to kill her? That's what I want to know. Am I got to have a civil right to kill this crazy bitch?
Oh, now you're talking about abortion. You can't kill her.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So I wonder, are you going to give me this civil right because this bitch is crazy? Do I get to kill her? Just answer me. I want to know because I want to see how far your notion of civil rights extends.
I am trying to say to you.
I'll tell you. Everybody's got their line with this. When is the fetus viable? Okay. And when you murder somebody who's walking around, breathing, speaking, whatever. It's a little bit different, right, than this little fetus that's laying in you. A little different.
And if you
different.
And Melissa brought up something great. I didn't mean to interrupt. Keep
like
going, Melissa. Go ahead.
It's not for me, but I want that right left open to other women who make that choice.
Okay.
I want it to stay
done?
Open. Stanley, that's not how we do this. Stanley!
I was going to say, are you done? That's what I was going to say.
I am done.
Okay.
So here's what I would like to ask.
I want you to imagine
the most intelligent, the healthiest, the strongest, the baby with the best immune system you've ever seen, the most perfect newborn child you could imagine, the pillar of infant strength and vitality. And I want you to put that baby in a room with everything necessary to stay in life, water, sunlight, food, everything necessary, the most viable infant you could think of. Just leave it alone in a room by itself. How long do you think that infant will be viable for? 3 or 4 days before it dies of thirst. Because no baby that is born cannot stay alive without an enormous amount of effort and care from someone. Even the ones that are the most poorly cared for require, every infant requires an enormous amount of care just to sustain its life. So even a newborn baby isn't really viable.
But you know what?
Okay.
Usually it's mothers that do all the caring that you just talked about, feeding, teaching, right? Mothers give up a lot. Most do. And that's the part that men don't seem to. Some women aren't made for it. What if they do make the choice to have an abortion? Isn't it better than to have an abused child?
No, I think it's better to let the child live and work through whatever problems it has than to kill it. I think life is always better than death in almost every circumstance, where it's not chosen voluntarily by the individual who puts himself or herself to death.
Okay.
Sarge, I'm a member of – let me add this in. I follow true crime, right? I'm very into it. You would not believe the amount of children and babies that are being murdered by their parents.
I would.
You would not even believe – how many?
I would believe it.
It is absolutely atrocious, and you think to yourself, you should have had a fucking abortion. I do.
I've never thought that way, and I've seen it a lot as a police officer. I never thought that way.
Beating these children to death and then hiding their bodies. Absolutely disgusting. What's the difference? What's the difference? It's horrible. It is such a huge epidemic of these kids being murdered.
Sarge
by
left.
Parents.
Sarge left. Sarge just left, or he dropped. He might come back in. I hear your point. Keep on.
It is so.
He probably dropped. He's listening.
So
Stanley's still here. Stanley's still here.
It is absolutely. Think about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not going to. I hear you, Melissa, but you're not. Whatever people believe. Murder. You believe it's murder. So how can I don't like murder. You don't like murder. Stanley doesn't like murder. So if you believe this act is murder, there's nothing you can. This is why the religious people, they hate Trump. But the Democrats are worse, and they're talking about abortion and killing life. They will hold their nose. They will hold their nose and vote for Trump because some of this stuff will grab them by the pussy and blah, 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 blah. And then some of the things that make them cringe or the two Corinthians that make it laughable. But they're saying, I know he's bad, but take a look at these guys who want to kill babies, who's talking about gay lifestyles and gay rights and gay men becoming women and kids and talking about kids being groomed to be non-binary, that they don't recognize themselves as a boy anymore because now they had to put on a surname or a non-binary. You can see what's happening with you can see that.
I do.
You know?
Yeah.
So if Sarge, and I respect what he says, as I respect your opinion, I respect Stanley's opinion, is that, murder is murder. So there's no way that, as much as he could feel for you, and he could, but he's not going to babysit little baby Dahmer. Little baby Dahmer. Look at you, cute little baby Dahmer. I'm a black. Ow! He bit my hand. In fact, he ate my finger. Bad baby Dahmer.
It's true, you know, people want their cake and eat it too, you know. And I understand what Stanley's saying about, you know, a dad having lights and things. What about some dads that don't pay for their children?
But again, I understand what they're saying. The child will survive that or be taken out of the home, and he will live to fight again. Versus he doesn't have a choice if somebody kills him. I mean, his mind. Am I right, Stanley? You're here. How do you feel about abortion?
No, I feel it was the first question. I feel that if we have to give the woman the right, basically, like beautiful thing, and you are saying, to choose to become a mother, I think we should give the same right to a father to become a father. And to go back to one of the stuff that you said, beautiful, I do not agree. And I'm going back to the example that you said. I agree 100% when you said that you as a woman is a person that carried 9 months a kid. I agree 100%. Yep. And you take more responsibility and more stuff. But by the same token, it takes two to make this kid. It takes the sperm and, of course, the egg to make this kid. I do not agree when a woman has that choice of basically saying, you know what, because my life is complicated, because I'm in a career, because for many reasons I don't want to feel like to become a mother, let me abort the kid because I am not ready to become a mother. Fine. You want to make that choice? Cool. But by the same token, there's some other women who goes to a man who maybe feels the same way, and the woman comes to her and say, oh, by the way, I'm pregnant. And the guy's looking at the woman and saying, wait a minute, I don't want to be a father. I'm not ready. I have a career to do. How come a man doesn't have the same choice as a woman? Fair is fair. If a woman has the right to say, let me, you said to say yep. when I asked something, if a woman has the right to say, oh, I don't want to be a mother and everything because of a career, I think a man should have the same right to say, if a woman comes to him and says, I'm pregnant, the man should say, I don't want to be a father, and you could not force me to be a father.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I dropped off. I don't know where I was.
That's right.
Welcome back, Sarge.
Yeah, but look, here's the thing. I don't think men should have the right to withdraw their pledge of support for their children any more than a mother should have the right to arbitrarily kill them other than for therapeutic purposes to save her life or her physical health. I think that is the only valid reason for an abortion. That's my opinion. I'm going to stick with it. I don't think that men should have the right to withhold their support for the child that they create because that is the scheme that Mother Nature has devised for the human race. Whether we like it or not, that's it. All of us have to come to this life through a woman. Men, women, boys, girls, we all have to come to this life through a woman. That is the way it is. And given our evolutionary procedure, given the amount of care that a human child needs before it becomes independent, Mother Nature devised this thing called pair bonding between men and women, where men and women form pair bonding or bonding in communal groups to ensure the survival of their offspring. That is the way it was meant to be. So I don't think either party should have these civil rights, men or women. But if we're going to give the civil right to one, we also have to talk about the civil right for the other, which for men is utterly, completely, totally non-existent except for what the mother decides the father will have.
True. But men know what they're getting when they layer. They know what they're getting into. And chances are 99.9% chance when a man wants to lay a woman, he's not thinking about becoming a father. Very rarely that you get two people, a couple saying, let's have a baby. I think that's a small percentage. I think majority of the people who get pregnant is by happen chance or by luck. They have that little window of when she's ovulating, he's right there, and that little fishies are swimming, and those little catcher fish is going, oh, I caught you. Yay, baby. I don't know the answer. I don't know
the
answer.
Brian, we know what we are. We're men. We know how profligate and dog-like we are. But what tamps us down, and by the way, that's the way Mother Nature has done it for us to be. But what tamped us down used to be the reticence of women, because women have more at stake in a sexual reproductive game than men do. They have more to lose. They are more
True.
At risk. So it's not like they
True.
Don't desire it as much as men do. They do, maybe even more. But what they want to make sure is they're going to have a suitable partner who, in the event of a pregnancy, will be there to help raise the child that ensues.
Yeah. That's the end.
That's
the
whole point of it.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
know what dogs we are, but women, we count on women to tamp that down because women have to be more discerning because they have more at stake and more at risk, and they're only born with so many eggs
that
to
is
begin
true.
With. And that's
that
it. When those
true.
Eggs are gone, they got no more. Men, we make sperm throughout our lifetime to our health. We got continual factories of sperm throughout our lifetime
oh my
provided
God.
With health. So let's stop pretending it's equivalent. Men and women are not the same. The differences are profound.
No. Yes. But, and that's
yeah.
the answer, Stanley, and that's my answer. A woman, the reason why you don't get the man get the same response, why can't the man have more of a say-so in the birth or carrying a child, or if she decides that she doesn't want to have the child and the man has no say-so at all, is because she's taking
yes.
a risk. She's taking a risk of having that baby. There's a lot of things that go wrong during that pregnancy. She has chose to take that risk, even to her own mental.
I think health. Right up to the like two centuries ago or a century ago, the most common cause of death for women, other
yeah.
than homicide, war, or disease, was childbirth. I think it was
right.
like the top five.
Right.
Women routinely die in childbirth.
That's true. And what is that thing? I don't know. What is that thing that you don't – it's bad luck that you wish somebody's pregnant. You have to wait till after the first trimester before you really mention that you have a baby
yeah,
because –
Yeah, people do. Yeah.
Help me with that, Melissa. Explain that to me one more time. I want
to
hear it.
You usually wait to say anything after your first trimester because
mm-hmm.
you can have a miscarriage pretty easily.
And it's
can we not agree, Brian, that the sexual
yeah.
revolution upset that normal reticence of women to be discerning? Because we know what men are. Men need
yeah.
to tamp that down, and women, and the desire to please women, and the desire
mm-hmm.
to show that you have an interest in a woman beyond a one-night stand was the thing that helped to keep it moderated. It didn't ever eliminate
True.
It, of course. It never will.
True.
But from a societal and cultural standpoint, we didn't have the kind of things we got going on today.
No.
I women are very hard to please in bed, and they play a game with you. My lips used to be thin. By the time I'm done that evening, I look like I got collagen. And I'm going blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah,
blah,
but
blah.
Once they make the decision to go to bed with you, the die is cast, Brian. The die is cast at that point. Okay? I'm talking
yeah.
about the. I'm talking mm-hmm. about what a woman, I know, not being a woman, I guess I'm not supposed to try to speak for a woman. Okay.
But you know
what I'm talking about. We all do.
I know what
we
you're
all know
talking
what
about.
The mating game. What do they call the mating game?
Right. Right. But
we all know
what
women, what women traditionally would act. They'd be,
right.
you had to court the woman like a peacock.
Oh, my
court
God.
Woman.
I know.
You know,
I mean, for
you gotta
God,
court the woman.
Sake.
Why do you have to court the woman?
I know.
Because the woman's got to determine whether you're worth the effort
that
she's going
to
put into with you, given
that
her limited
true.
Reproductive span.
That is true. And it costs
God,
money.
But
she
we
is not opening
we can
her legs
the
at,
from ignoring
at
human
McDonald's.
And we, then
I
we
tried
look
that. It doesn't
and
work.
And look at all this chaos, Brian.
I know.
Based upon the fact that we are ignoring human nature with the sexual revolution and all this other crap.
I agree. That little, they have a little. I like the good old days. Remember where you could lock up the pussy and you have a key, and then if they didn't have a boy child, off with their heads. It was a very simple time. It was a good old day.
As oppressive as that was, that is more consonant with human nature than what we're seeing now.
I know. We lock it up.
And even though it was wrong to do it and it was oppressive, nonetheless, it's
right.
more consistent with human nature. Men wanted to make sure they weren't being cuckolded because they didn't want to raise
right.
somebody else's offspring.
Right. That's so when you leave the house, you go, bye, dear, and then you go, beep, 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 like a car thing.
Yeah,
car
lock
line.
It up.
Beep, beep.
Yeah.
You lock it up.
Yeah, you lock it up.
There was nothing wrong with that, but except for the guy who designed the lock came over and unlocked his shit and just fucked your woman. The locksmith was the guy who played all night.
I know Ryan has Facebook, and I think Sarge does. I see these stories all the time, and it's a picture of it looks like a man, but it says father gives birth. You fucking kidding me? Right? And I'm reading them, and I'm like, what? And it's got a beard, not a very thick one, and long. You know what?
You're not that far, Melissa. You are not that.
I'll send you one.
I know. No. You know what? I could see that happening. More and more of these guys with these transformation into being a woman, and I wouldn't be surprised that they somehow get a fake uterus inside of a man one day, and that
Not yet.
I'm saying.
Well, Mother Nature does a better job than anything man's going to invent. What do we have to reinvent the wheel for? You can't make it better.
What I'm saying is that it's still a woman. It still has a vagina. It still has a uterus, right? Maybe no breasts, but they're trying to say father gives birth.
What? Oh, yeah. Oh, stop
it. Yeah, Dr. Frankenstein, he did a pretty good job what he did, too.
Yeah.
He made that monster. Yeah,
but
he just scratched
like,
the part.
Oh,
I don't know, that part of it I don't understand.
I'm going to have to read that.
woman is not a vagina or a uterus. A woman is a human being with two XX chromosomes. Because you can have a hysterectomy and a breast removal, and it's still a woman. Every chromosome is going to be XX.
True.
That's the determinant of a woman. There you go, Kentaji Brown Jackson.
You can go to hormonal treatment and a man can grow tits.
It's a woman.
And you're still
if
a man.
If it's got XY, it's a man. Period. I don't care what the outside structure looks like.
I agree. Here's Carrie Lake, everybody. This is for the Republicans. Carrie Lake.
This is
what she's saying right now.
Is this for Stanley?
You know, I did a lot of praying to God. I've been praying to God every day, all day. And I said to him, you make this victory come whatever way you want. If it comes decisive on election day, then bring it to us that way. If we have to fight through the BS and the garbage, then we will fight through the BS and the garbage. But how do you get fair and free elections? You have to fight and win to make them fair and free. And we needed another stark reminder that we have incompetent people running the show in Arizona. Who is ready for a change? And I want you to know we are going to monitor the ballots. We got to work in the system that we have right now. And as they continue to come in and our numbers go up, up, up like they did last time, when we win, first line of action is to restore honesty to Arizona elections.
Uh-oh.
Are you willing for incompetency to play itself out and the victory to come at us? I am willing to wait for that. And when we win, and I think it will be within hours, we will declare victory, and we will get to work turning this around. No more incompetency and no more corruption in Arizona elections.
Wow.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here.
Wow. Carrie Lake, everybody. She's already claiming.
She's a moron, right? She really sounds stupid, huh? That was a really stupid woman who can't articulate herself very well, huh?
She was a news anchor, by the way.
I know she's very articulate. You got to stop calling her moron. I mean, you can't. Hitler was crazy as he was. He wasn't stupid.
Hey,
he's a thoroughly unlikable. I mean, hateful human being, but he wasn't stupid.
All right, here she is again. You tell me.
Call
her
what she actually is in your light, but I don't think stupid should be one of the things you call her.
Here's what she did an hour ago. Here he is, Carrie Lake, Republican.
Are you ready to take this state back? Arizona, how are you tonight? Are you ready to take this state back? Are you ready to turn things around? We had a big day today, and don't let those cheaters and crooks think anything different. Don't let them doubt. Don't let them put doubt in you. We have a movement. We have a movement, and we know it. Did you feel it? Did you feel that movement? You know, I did a lot of praying to God. I've been praying to God every day, all day. And I said to him, you make this victory come whatever way you want. If it comes decisive on election day, then bring it to us that way. If we have to fight.
And God said, who are you again?
Did she win?
Breaking news, Brian.
No,
breaking news.
Still too
breaking
close.
News, everybody. Breaking news.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
Tell me breaking news.
Breaking news. The Republican has one more seat in the Senate. That means they went from 48 to 49.
You might be right. It's going to be cool. Oh, wait a minute. I'm looking at it right now. Hold on. Actually, the House, I just want to give you the update. I want to give you the update.
Yeah, and consistent with the last discussion we were having a moment ago, Vermont is on the verge of passing a constitutional amendment that will legalize abortions up to the moment of birth.
Wow. Up to the moment of birth?
So there you go, Brian. I mean, there's
up
your
to
civil
the
right
moment
for
of
you
birth.
There.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. You got to read that again. Nobody's going to get an abortion up to the moment of birth. What are you?
No. There are hundreds that occur in the United States every year, hundreds. And we have a ruckus. We had George Floyd riots over the fact that police officers killed less than a dozen unarmed black men a year, and not all of them were unjustified. Now we're going to have. What about hundreds of late term babies being butchered, and hundreds won't raise an outcry?
Well, no.
Babies?
I'm against that. Sorry, Chief.
It's called Proposal Number 5. State voters in the state of Vermont had a 72% margin. 72% of them voted in favor. The Proposal 5. Look up Proposal 5. It will allow abortions on elective abortions up to the moment of birth. Read the proposed amendment. No restrictions.
Well, I'm against that bullshit.
Breaking news again. Republicans need two Democrats seat to gain control of the Senate. Breaking news.
Stanley, that's where
But
wait a minute. I'm up to date now. You're absolutely right, but that's where they were. They only, in the beginning, all they needed was one. But they flipped. But the Democrats flipped one seat. So then they needed three. But you're on it, though. You're on it. It's still too close to call. But it looks like here's what I have right now. You're right. The GOP needs two more seats. I mean, two more to gain the events. So the GOP needs two more seats to take control of the Senate. As far as the House is concerned,
to take control of Congress because they got the House.
No. That's the Senate. Now to take.
No,
now,
I
what's
said they're
going to
take the House. They're going to. That means they'll have control of Congress.
Right. Now, and the Congress, man, you guys are kicking ass. I mean, you're seven up. You're seven.
No, the House of Representatives were kicking ass.
But that's what I said. The House. The House is the Congress. Yeah. Am I wrong?
No, Congress
what
is both of them.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Congress is the Senate and the House.
Okay.
You
the House of Representatives, the House. Okay, let me
say Congress,
specify.
You mean both of
them. Yes.
Yeah.
The
breaking
House.
News. For the Republican to have control of the House,
you know, where
Republican
did I get this
needs
reporter?
To have 13 competitive seats. They need 13 seats to get control of the House, Bryce. Go back to the show.
Yes. Okay, you got it. I don't know where I got this reporter. Get off the coffee, sir. Quit drinking at the coffee house.
Yeah, well, look, man. Look, it's like I said, man. The Republicans are going to have a good election day, okay? They're not going to have a red wave. That was disappointing. But the problem was the expectations were raised way too high. And I'm still at a loss to understand how it wasn't a wave, given this almost perfect storm of Democrat chaos, malfeasance, misgovernance, and utter incompetence. It should have been a tsunami.
Because of your candidates, a lot of your candidates, you know the answer, a lot of your candidates were not up to
par. And which ones were the worst?
I don't know. And
Dr.
I think
Oz.
A lot of Republicans, I think, and this was your Republicans' decision, wasn't Democrats' decision. I think a lot of you Republicans
held
your nose.
Yeah, Dr. Oz was a bad candidate, Brian.
Huh?
Dr. Oz is a bad candidate. How can you become a senator for a place that you've never been there? You've never been there, and you're coming in and saying, hey, please elect me. You never lived there.
Stanley, there are some candidates who are so out there from another planet, it was embarrassing. You even got, right now, I'm really surprised that you Republicans are still holding on to Georgia. I'm surprised. You're still holding on to Walker, and this guy's an imbecile. He played football without a helmet. And I'm really surprised. I guess you guys gathered around.
Be nice to Herschel, please.
Oh, no, the guy's a blooming idiot. But what I'm trying to say is that Trump has replaced a lot of so-so good candidates, and a lot of them retired early because they didn't want to get into this mess and this drama anymore, who were good candidates, by the way. And you replaced them with dumb fucks. And this is why you don't have the big red wave. It wasn't because of anything else. It was right for you guys to take it. Sarge is absolutely right. Everybody was expecting it. You should have won 10, 20, 30 seats. And the Republicans are scratching their heads and they're saying, what the fuck happened? You know what the fuck happened. Look at the candidates that you're running. I'm surprised that Marjorie got back up there. I'm really surprised, to be honest with you. I'm surprised Herschel's still there. I'm surprised Lake is still there. Lake is not a good candidate. But so that's what's happening. That's why you didn't, in my opinion, why you didn't have that red wave is because you got a lot of candidates who are kind of, should be in a mental home. But Trump liked them. They like Trump. That's good enough for Trump. And they're backing. They have no choice to back these people. But for good consciousness, there's a lot of Republicans saying, you know what, we got DeSantis, and we got a lot of movement going on. We got this guy. We got Rubio back. We got, Ron Johnson, whatever, he's back. We have a chance now. You guys have a fucking chance, man, to really take care of 24. Because DeSantis, as much as I don't like him, I like what he did with the schools. As much as I didn't like him, my woman would divorce me if she's hearing me. But I like how he did, how he put his foot down with the schools with this transgender kind of bullshit and teaching the sex kind of thing. He did well with strategically doing his gerrymandering. This man is smart. So he does scare me as a – and if you run him against Biden, just the optics alone, Biden loses. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This young, good-looking guy, and he's Latino, and you're putting him aside by – putting him aside Biden, who is whiter than white. Some sheets are not as white as Biden. Just the optics alone will kill us.
Yeah. And he's more senile than most sheep.
Right, and then if you debate this guy, you don't want Biden to debate this guy. You want two 80-year-olds going at it. I mean, that's what you would have. You would have two 80-year-olds going at it. Trump and Biden, again, part two. It's like Rocky, part two. Nobody likes part two. But can you imagine you got Trump and Biden debating, and they're both in their almost 80? It's pathetic. Think about it. You can go to the old folks' home and see them arguing over checkers. That's a debate right there. What are you talking about? Come on. But if you had a young guy.
Come on now. Look, like I said, it depends on how you age. Trump is still sharp. So is Bernie Sanders. They didn't age mentally like Biden did.
No, have you heard Trump lately, though?
You know, do you think I agree with anything Bernie Sanders says? I'm not going to say he's senile. He's still
Bernie's
sharp.
Crazy. Bernie's crazy.
All right, he's crazy, but he's not stupid. He's not senile.
No, Bernie's not stupid.
And
then,
like, Geraldo Rivera. Look, he's the same age as Biden.
Oh, yeah.
He's sharp as a
tack. That fool's nuts.
Yeah,
but
he's
I'm
crazy,
saying,
but he's still sharp mentally. He's still got it. He's still agile mentally.
Okay,
it depends on how you age, not the fact that you're old.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm saying, Sarge. Melissa's independent. I'm going to ask her, Melissa,
yeah.
You got Santis debating Biden. You got that optics right there on stage.
Oh.
I mean, Biden could be his grandpa.
You
got this guy sharp. He's sharp. I mean, Santos is sharp. Biden's going to kind of, he's going to kind of stumble and everything. He's going to look bad. He doesn't, if I was in a Democratic thing, I wouldn't want them to debate. I don't even want them sitting close to each other. Just that alone would
kill them. That would be terrible.
But if you had Biden and Trump, part two, like this is Rocky, episode 128 with him and Apollo Creed. Mm. You got two 80-year-old farts talking about this, and Trump is just still yelling at you stole the election before, and he's talking about stealing the election and calling people names. And you got Biden kind of saying, who are you? Why are you on the stage? And where's my seat to the opera?
Yeah,
it's
where
not
going to
go
we?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, get stormtroopers off the stage. Get those stormtroopers out there.
Yeah.
I can hear this little fool saying all that crazy nuts.
I know.
No good. No
it's,
good.
So I'm telling you, Stanley, you got to really look at this. If the Republicans really want to be take 24, you got to let Trump go. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a secret, Stanley. Stanley, when Hillary lost and they were going to run her again, as much as I was a Democrat, I didn't want Hillary to run again. She had too much baggage. I didn't want that drama again. That drama was exhausting with Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
That drama,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I couldn't take it anymore. I wanted her to go away. And the Democrats didn't even want to bring up her name again. They didn't want to bring her up at all. It's the same thing about Trump. Do you really want that drama to start up again? He's doing the same thing of being indicted. He's doing the same thing about talking.
Here's the thing with that, you know. And this is what's so unfair about it, in fact. Now, I'm somewhat swayed by the argument of let's rid ourselves of the baggage and the drama before it even starts. I understand that argument very well, and it does have sway and it does have appeal. But however, the way they get around that, see, the way they get to promote that is to completely ignore, downplay, and denigrate the tremendous good this man did for this country while he was president before COVID hit. They act like they don't want you to remember it. They want you to throw it down the rabbit hole as though it has not even the slightest bit of counterbalance to all the drama that came about as a result of his presidency, most of which he did not induce. And that's what's so staggeringly unfair about it.
Are you done, Mr. Sarge?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, man.
Okay. I agree with what you're saying and everything. The reason that Trump wants to go, Brian, to become president again is because he wants to basically, now that he knows the game, now that he knows that you cannot trust just everybody and everybody's kumbaya is going to be your friend, he wants to finish what he believes in everything. So he wants to basically have 4 years to show, I'm going to show you Donald Trump improved. Donald Trump who knows politics. Donald Trump is not going to accept bullshit like before and
things
like, oh, yeah.
I just want to cuddle you
finish,
and stroke
right.
your head
finish.
And tell you everything's going to be okay.
Let me finish.
No, Trump is trying
Donald
to run
Trump
for president
be
so he can run out of time so he doesn't go to jail.
He's not going to accept bullshit. And Donald Trump is going to say, you better do A, and if you don't do A, you're fired. Not a Donald Trump who was like, hey, call me, can you do A? And call me and say, yeah, I'm going to do it. Never did it. Or can you do this? No, I'm not going to do it. Behind your back, I'm going to do this. No, now it's going to be a Donald Trump smarter and more wise because he's going to learn. He learned now. There's people who are going to stab in your back, and you got to be strong, and you got to say fire them as soon as he's going to be fired. And I think he's going to do a deal with Ron DeSantis to have 12 years. He's going to say to Ron DeSantis, let's have a deal. Me and you together, you become vice president. You could be my advice because, like you said, Ron DeSantis is smart, intelligent, and he knows even more politics than Donald Trump. So he can advise Donald Trump the same way Dick Cheney advised George Bush.
You
can do the same thing.
Stanley, that's a fairy tale story that it's nice to have, but I don't know where you're getting your facts. If you look at, have you read any books about Donald Trump at all? Because I don't know where you're getting your facts from. They hid documents from his desk because they're afraid that he was going to sign something that put us in World War III. He was the same guy that says, hey, we got nuclear missiles. Why can't we use them? Do you understand that Trump did not do anything for the administration? It was the people in place that kept the country going and keeping shit away from Trump. It was his people.
I agree, Brian. I agree 100%
Trump.
What you're saying. But since now he's wiser, he's not going to accept
he's
that
wiser.
Yet. He's, gonna be
he's
like,
not wiser. He's still
yes,
talking
he's
about
Brian,
election.
He didn't know. He didn't know about politics. He's not a
oh
politician.
Oh, my God,
Stan. But now, well, Brian.
I would love to have you as a juror. Ladies and gentlemen, forget the blood that my defendant is wearing because he didn't have chance to change his clothes, but he is innocent.
So let me get this straight, man. You believe that Donald Trump wanted to arbitrarily use nuclear weapons because somebody wrote a book and put it in the book, and they believe that?
I believe he said it.
Let's say that's true, and let's say that Donald Trump, was in fact obviated by the people he appointed to be around him. Then that would show you then, as chief executive, he knows how to put the right people in the right places, doesn't it?
No, it wasn't him.
I don't believe that story anyway.
Okay. Well, then if you don't believe the story, I won't go on to tell you what his thing. But if you listen, if you read any of the books, from Republicans who were working in that administration, you would understand what a chaos person Donald Trump was. It was a book he did. What was the book? And I liked the book. And I thought it was Donald Trump's book. It was something about success. You remember the book, Sammy.
Art of the Deal?
I don't know.
The Art of the Deal?
I think it was The Art of the Deal. I'm not quite sure. But he said that it was almost impossible to complete the book because Donald Trump had an attention span of a gnat. He kept running around like a child. I couldn't even get him. He couldn't even keep a sentence together. He basically, Donald Trump says, just put this in there, just put it. He had to redo the book. And this is from his own, this is from the author. He says, I had to redo the book in my own terms because I couldn't even get a single coherent sentence from this man. He wrote the book, not Donald Trump. He put his signature on it and his face on it to sell copies. Look, I don't get pleasure bashing Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a guy who drives the wagon with the medicine, and he's a showman. Donald Trump is Ringley Brothers Barnum Bailey guy. He's the guy. He's the greatest show on earth, and he talks like it too. We got the greatest show on earth. It's amazing. I'm the only one who can do this. You have never seen it better before. He talks like Ringling Brothers guy. We got the greatest show on earth. This is who he is.
Things you're saying that I can kind of get on board with you about because I made the same observation.
But he's a showman.
He does seem to fly off in different directions, and he has a short attention span in many of his interviews in particular. So I can at least see a kernel of truth there. And about the other thing you said about things that he's the only one. Okay, fine. But arbitrarily using nuclear weapons, hell no, I don't believe it.
No, I'm not saying that he's
corroborated by multiple people,
I'm saying he said it. I'm not saying he believed it or he was going to.
Did he make a joke like Ronald Reagan did?
It was probably a joke.
Sarge,
you know what? I'm
going to
give you that. Sarge?
If it was a joke, what are you worried about it for? I mean, they do that all the time.
I don't know. Because some things that Donald Trump says you think is a joke, but he's serious because he has that dry sense of humor. You have no idea if he's kidding or not because he's not a ha-ha kind of guy. He has a very dry sense of humor. When you hear him talk with Billy Bush about the woman grabbing him by the pussy, he was joking. There are just two guys talking, and he goes,
"Can
you grab him by the pussy?"
Remember, if somebody lets you grab him by the pussy, that is a consensual act by definition.
Have you dated recently?
If somebody doesn't let you, then it's sexual assault. If they let you, it is a consensual act by definition.
So you think there's some woman on this earth to say, hey, nice to meet you. Hi, you know, can I grab you by your pussy? Sure, grab my pussy. And then you grab their pussy and lead them to your car?
Would. Yes. You think they're not? Yes,
I don't know. I don't know who these women are.
Brian, you're innocent. You think that there's no women that you brought in the club, in the bathroom, and you were doing your thing? You didn't tell them to go to the bathroom and you were doing your crazy shit to them?
No, I was by the bar. We had a drink. I fingered them first, and then they said, let's go to the bathroom. That's how
you let them go to the bathroom.
You know it's true. It's not most women. It's not even many women. It's some women.
And plus, he's a director, Brian Sarge. He's a director. So he knows even more.
Stanley, I'm glad you brought that up. Wait a minute, guys. Wait. I am so pissed off that the movies that are coming out. There's a movie coming out, and I don't know who directed it. Melissa is pretty good at this. Melissa has this information. It's called He Said, She Said. Now, this movie is based on, what's his name, Weinstein.
Oh, man, I saw the trailer. Crap.
Yeah, you saw the trailer?
Wait a minute.
It's pissing me off. Sarge, have you heard the trailer? Stanley, you guys heard the trailer?
I believe I have, but when you finish what you're about to say, I'm going to give you the name of a movie that I'm going to demand that all of you here see. When you finish what you got to say, let me tell you about this movie that's coming up. I demand y'all got to see.
You got it. All right. All right, here's the trailer.
Yeah, that trailer
here's
is
the
crap.
Trailer.
Coming in one part of the trailer, the two gentlemen and the two women asking, so you think he's coming? And you see one kid coming upstairs, and the two gentlemen are in the last part. Come on, man.
Here it is.
And we got him.
All right, let's be fair. She said trailer.
Put the trailer on, Brian, so everybody
here
can hear for a minute, please.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
The only way these women are going to go on the record is if they all jump together. Why is sexual harassment so pervasive and so hard to address? Let's interrogate the whole system.
Hi, my name is Jodi Kantor. I'm an investigative reporter for the New York Times.
What have you got?
I was told that the wrongdoing in Hollywood is overwhelming.
I don't want to be quoted. Period.
Understood.
In your previous stories,
how did you persuade women to tell you what had happened to them?
The case I made was, I can't change what happened to you in the past, but together we may be able to help protect other people. The truth, basically.
What is it exactly that we're looking at here? These young women walked into what they all had reason to believe were business meetings. I can still see it, the hotel room, the floor plan. He kept trying to touch me.
I asked him to leave me alone.
Instead, they say he met them with threats and sexual demands. I was young, scared.
Hi. We're from the New York Times. I believe he used to work for Harvey Weinstein.
People have tried to write this story before. He kills it every time.
Harvey adamantly denies any allegation of assault.
He played people. He was a master manipulator.
Will you give me just one chance to talk to you?
Are you sure that this isn't just young women who want to sleep with a movie producer to try to get ahead?
This is bigger than Weinstein. This is about the system protecting abusers.
The women who receive these settlements, they can't speak out. They'll be sued if they do. But if someone could speak freely about the payout...
What payouts, John?
You have to imagine that every call you make is being recorded and you're being followed.
Can you imagine how many Harveys there are out there?
You want to get me killed.
Do you wish you hadn't signed up for this story?
Do you?
No.
The only way these women are going to go on the record is if they all jump together.
We're all here, Harvey.
Who have you talked to?
I have three daughters and I don't want them to ever accept abuse or bullying. I'll go on the record.
Go write. It's time to write.
This is all going to come out.
I was silent. I want my voice back.
You were paid off, bitch. Mary Sue never took the money. That's it.
I will
okay,
not
okay, well, I
got to
agree with you about that movie and all of that, but the one that y'all got to see is one that's coming out on November 23rd. And it's based on an incredible, amazing, true story called Devotion. I read the book. The book was touching
oh, yes.
and heartwarming and heartbreaking all at the
yes.
same time. It's
yes.
about it's
what
about
is it again?
The most it's about
what is it again?
Devotion.
What's the name?
Devotion.
Okay.
The book was a book based on a book written by Adam Maskos. I read the book. It was an outstanding book. And it's a true story about Lieutenant Tom Hudner, Naval Lieutenant Tom Hudner, and Ensign Jesse Brown. Tom Hudner was a white New Englander from the country club scene. He was a member of New England's elite. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Jesse Brown was the first black naval carrier pilot in the history of the United States Navy. He was a Mississippi sharecropper's son who went to Ohio State University, I think, and graduated with a degree in aeronautical engineering and then decided to join the United States Navy and become a Navy carrier pilot. They formed an improbable friendship in 1949, and they became fast friends, and they went through a lot of experiences together, an incredible experience before the Korean War started. When the Korean War started, they flew dozens of combat close ground support air missions to support the Marines around the Chosin Reservoir. And on one such mission, Jesse Brown's aircraft was hit by ground fire, flak, because that's one of the most dangerous jobs any fighter pilot does, is to do ground attack in the face of anti-aircraft fire. And he got hit, and he had to crash land his burning plane. His buddy watched his friend go down on his frozen mountaintop in Korea, 30 degrees below zero. He's flying a perfectly good F-4U Corsair fighter bomber, and he crash-landed his airplane next to his friend to try to rescue him. He got the Medal of Honor for this, and the story of it all is incredible. You got to read the book, and you got to see this movie when it comes out. It's coming out November 23rd. You can see the trailers on YouTube and everywhere else. It is an amazing story of friendship, heroism, and devotion. And I think I'd say, man, this is great in this particular time to have a movie like this coming out because it's all true. You have to make up any of it.
I agree. It's very inspiring. It's very. And Melissa, you want to hear the trailer? It is very inspiring. I want to see that so bad.
Yeah.
I think it's called
Devotion. Can you put the trailer on, Brian? I want to hear it.
I'll try it right now before we go.
They were both admirable men. Jesse Brown had, Jesse Brown could have been one of the great people had he survived, which he didn't. And he survived the war, and he made it all because he had that drive, that will to succeed. He wasn't looking for no handout or nothing. He was a man of great pride and intelligence, a family man who loved his daughter and his wife. He would have been a great man had he lived, and it's a damn shame he didn't. But his friend did everything he could to try to help him survive.
Well, here's the trailer. It's a really great story. You got to remember, the guy is black. So you got to put everything in perspective. What year was this?
A sharecropper in 1950. He's a Mississippi sharecropper son who put himself college and got an aeronautical degree.
Right. It's just an amazing story. Here it is. Here's the trailer of Devotion, D-E-V-O-T-I-O-N. I'm looking forward to it. Wait a minute. I got to run these ads first. But there's two movies. I love the Tuskegee Airmen, the original, not the remake. And I'm hoping this will be my new movie that I love. Okay, here we go. Devotion.
Ready? Set? Hit it!
You're the only person I ever met. Belong in the sky. Just remember you belong down here with us too, okay?
Officer called you one of the best pilots he's ever seen.
It must be hard being the
a naval aviator. Absolutely.
The whole world's looking different. Did you ever think that you'd be in a squadron with a colored aviator?
Lieutenant Tom Hudner.
Jesse Brown. It's good to meet you.
We're taking a slight detour on the way home.
What are you going to find out about your wingman cruising at 10,000 feet, Lieutenant? Put him in a little bit of trouble. Who knows? We might get a peek at who he really is.
North Korean came pouring over the 38th parallel.
If our guys need help, then we're up.
We knew that they might come.
Man, it doesn't make it any easier.
What?
Everyone home.
Mistake. You get killed.
Can't tell you how many times people have told me to give up, quit, die even. One can't always do what you're told.
It's a man!
The
If I did, I wouldn't be here. What do you want me to do?
Just be my wingman.
The real battle in all of life is being someone that people can count on.
Show off.
That was pretty good. It's good.
There you go. Did he die?
I'm telling you, man, as a veteran of three wars myself, that comradeship you feel with your guys, it is literally brotherly love. It really is.
Right.
Sometimes you can't stand each other. Sometimes you want to kill a guy because everything's got you on edge, and the things they do irritate you. But when the bottom line comes, man, you will literally die. And we're an experience that just welds you together in comradeship that is almost impossible to overstate. And this is the clearest, one of the clearest examples I can think of somebody doing that for a comrade who they love like a brother. There's nothing wrong with his airplane. He crash-landed it behind enemy lines on the top of a mountain, 30 degree below zero weather, to try to rescue his friend.
It's a great show. I mean, you couldn't see the visual. The visual.
Yeah, you can't. And they were two great people, two great men. And this story really needs to be told.
You said he died? Talking about the black pilot?
Yeah, he didn't have a rescue equipment. He was pinned in the cockpit. The way the crash landed, the firewall buckled, and he got pinned in the cockpit, and he couldn't get him out. He didn't have an axe or anything to get him out. But he stayed with him. He tried to comfort him. He tried to do what he could do to keep him warm.
Oh, wow.
Until a helicopter. They did send a helicopter in, but it took a little while for the helicopter to get there. And by the time they got there, he had pretty much died of hypothermia.
Oh.
But he did everything he could to try to save his friend.
Wow.
Well, this guy, after the trailer, there's a guy, his name is William Toti, T-O-T-I. Now, he replied on the trailer and said, you know, believe what you want, but this is what he wrote. He says, I knew Tom Hutner, H-U-D-N-E-R. I was his Navy liaison during the Korean War memorial dedication in the mid-1990s and accompanied him to the dedication in a congressional reception. I asked him what drove him to risk his life in this way. He said simply, Jesse was my friend. Wish he and Jesse were around to see this. Looks like a great movie. So I don't know who he's talking about. I guess he's talking about his white guy, his best friend.
Yeah, Hutner died a few years ago, I think in 2014, 2015.
Yeah.
I saw him in interviews and documentaries about the Korean War, and he talked about his experiences and what he did with his attempt to save Jesse Brown. And they were really tight because they were wingmen. And, they looked a lot of combat air support missions before Jesse was shot down. And they counted on each other.
It sounds like
a great film.
Really
good.
Okay, one more thing. One more question. I know we're going
to
break this.
Wait, man. I've got some breaking news.
Okay. Breaking news.
Georgia
let me give you the breaking. Hold on. Let me give you the breaking news thing. Hold on.
Okay.
Breaking news. Here we go. Wait a minute. And now, breaking news. Melissa. Here we go. Melissa has breaking news. Melissa, what is your story?
Georgia Senate race between Warnock and Walker heads to runoff. The hard-fought Senate race in Georgia is heading into overtime.
Yeah.
So we may not know the results for weeks.
I know. It might be a month. I hear you.
Right. And, by the way, the Lusitarian won't be on the ballot. I think most of the Lusitarian votes are going to go to a...
Yeah, they
must
go. I mean, you got to have a cutoff. Like, if you don't get more than maybe 5% of the vote, you automatically cancel them off. You know what I mean? They have to have something like that. Here's something I need Stanley to ask me. I mean, to tell me, and Sarge and Melissa. You know, we had Stan Lee on the show. We called Stan Lee. And when I talked to Stan Lee, this is Marvel. When I talked to Stan Lee, he was telling me about the Black Panther. Okay. So Chris, whatever his name, Bosmick, the guy who played Black Panther, he died. So they got a new Black Panther, something, a Wong, Forever Wong, whatever. And I think it's
Wakanda
a woman.
Wakanda Forever.
Yeah, Wakanda Forever. And I'm looking at the Black Panther, and that ass, you know, when you have a tight uniform, you know a woman's ass from a guy's ass. That is a nice piece of ass there. You know it's a woman in that suit. You know it's a woman in that suit.
It
and
is.
So can we
– it
I,
is.
I can't go –
It
can't
is
go
a woman in
with
the suit.
Yeah, I can't go further with this,
Jerry.
Oh, did you see the
movie? No, I didn't see the movie, but it looks stupid. You make me think that a woman could beat the living crowd out of one of the most powerful person in the thing, which is Namor,
see,
which is the king of the sea. Namor,
see, that's
gonna,
what I'm
the
saying.
Black Panther is going to fight Namor, which is the king of the sea. And you can fly also. Namor can fly.
Of course she can. I mean, for God's sake. I mean, there's no such thing as a
dragon. No,
no,
no. Black Panther. Namor can fly. Namor can fly.
I mean, God, don't you know better?
A female Black Panther. Female Black Panther versus Namor.
Yeah.
I can't go. I can't go further with it. I'm sorry. I'm out.
You gotta reimagine that whole thing about physical strength and all. It's just in your mind.
Yeah. I'm out.
I'm gonna see it, Brian. I'm gonna wait until he comes out in DVD. I'm out. I thought it was.
Are you out
too? I thought the what's his name, the guy from Creed, was gonna come back and then take the place of. I thought that he was come back, but then I saw the female. He's gonna be the one fighting Namor? No.
Yeah.
I'm not watching that crap.
Yeah, I realize I'm a sexist, but I'm out.
Breaking news, give me the breaking news sign, give me the breaking news sign.
Okay, wait, hold on, here we go, hold on. Breaking news, hold on. Breaking news, from Sarge, and the Brian and Hammer Jackson Show. Ready, Sarge, we're ready for the breaking news.
The Fox News Decision Desk can now project that Republican Senator Ron Johnson will defeat Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Johnson has represented Wisconsin since 2011. With this win, he will serve a third term.
Wow. Is he
enough? Are you happy, Sarge? He sounds it.
Hey, he had his first breaking news.
This morning for my state. Woo-hoo.
He had his first breaking news story on him, Brian. It's fun to have breaking news.
And I was,
hey, guys,
I was a witness to it.
I gotta go, guys. I got an appointment. I got an appointment to see a man in a white suit. All right, you guys.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you for your great show, like usual. When are you
thank
doing
you.
Your movie, Brian? When are we seeing your movie?
Oh man, I'm writing scripts and I don't know, Stanley. It takes time, my friend. I'm going to a rewrite
now,
but I'll tell you about it someday. But I don't know, Stanley.
Did you
get it younger. Then you hear people say this. It took him, like, for instance, The Rock did the movie. He did his last movie, whatever, superhero, DC.
It took him six years to do it. 6 years.
Not six. It was like 20 years, I heard.
20 years? Wow. Okay.
That he tried to get this. Yeah, he was saying that he was trying to get this project off the ground when he was still wrestling. But they didn't take him seriously.
Oh, okay.
So from sometimes when you hear people say it takes 10 years to get to the screen, they're not lying. Sometimes it takes, and I've been out of the movie business for a while though. So the people that I know are probably dead, or fired of sexual abuse, like Weinstein.
Well, if you need any help and everything, you have my phone number. If you need anything, I can help you out. Tell me, I'll try to help you out.
You got it. I will hold you to it. Thank you so much. Dogo, help me out as you guys. Sarge.
Thank you, beautiful, for the great show. Thank you, Sarge. Thank you for a great show, Brian. Are you coming back tomorrow?
You're welcome.
Are you coming back tomorrow, Mr. Brian?
I'm going to the dentist, and I'm getting some stuff saying. If I could talk tomorrow, I will be on. I guarantee you.
Okay.
Okay.
No problem. Don't get no teeth cracked now. I hope it's going to go well with the dentist.
Yeah.
I hate the dentist.
I hate that son of a bitch. He just wants to hurt me. All right. Stanley, be safe. Sarge,
bye,
be safe.
Beautiful. Bye, Sarge. Bye, Brian. Have a good day and everything.
Bye.
And see you next time.
Okay,
Stanley,
you got it. Thank you, Melissa, for
Brian,
coming on.
It was great talking to you guys today, despite
thank
the
you.
Fact that the rats didn't get obliterated.
Be careful, Sarge. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow.
Till then.
All right.